It's already Wednesday, August 6, 2025. And Maha has struck a devastating blow to Bill Gates and his poison mRNA agenda.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 198th day of the Trump administration. And whereas I have been extremely critical of some of the course changes that I've seen the last few months from Trump, from doing what I'd say is a 98% good job to about a 94% good job, Maha and the activities of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is absolutely spectacular. Now, there's been cases where the underlings sabotage what he's doing and authorize new mRNA shots and things. Two of them, 2 weeks ago. He was on vacation. He came back early, fired them. That's the type of rebellion going on throughout the government. It's emblematic of it. And he just went ahead and banned all 22 new mRNA shots in the pipeline. The headline from Fox is RFK Jr. cancels $500 million mRNA research, HHS proprietary safer vaccine alternatives. But you actually read the order, he banned all new mRNA injections in the pipeline. They also banned a bunch earlier in the year for the bird flu and all the rest of it, for chickens that they documented was actually killing the chickens. They weren't even sick in almost all cases. And the shots didn't even protect them. And they're taking thousands and thousands of poisoned food dyes out. They've got a bunch of states passing laws to ban fluoride. He's already recommended it, pushed it. The FDA's called for it, but Pam Bondi and the DOJ have blocked it for now, though they will fail. Well, that's right. A Maha-backed long-term lawsuit won in federal court, a class action suit, the way you're supposed to do it, to stop the forced medicalized poisoning. Even if it was something good they were giving you, they can't make you take it, but they do, through the water, lowering IQ, causing cancer, infertility, you name it. But he just banned all shots with thimerosal, and almost all of them have it. That's basically all the vaccines currently have to be reformulated. It means they have to bring them back for approval now. They just banned those, basically banning most shots, period. Even the old-fashioned so-called real vaccines, not the new mRNA where they just changed definition. And that was 2 days ago. That was 3 days ago. That was on Monday. And then here we are today, or last night, the announcement was made, and he just banned all new mRNA. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So it's just spectacular. And, you know, most people now, whether they're pro-Israel or anti-Israel, are one-issue group. And that's my biggest frustration with the whole Israel thing is it sucks all the oxygen out of the room. And all the Islamists running around with the communists. That's their new Democrat Party platform. Don't like what Israel's doing. Don't like the liberals and the Muslims either. Let's get that straight. And so it's like, would you like to eat maggots or would you like to eat crap? I'd rather not eat any of it. I mean, I just am sick of it all. But Kennedy's pro-Israel, always been pro-Israel. I can understand his stance. He has affinity, been to Israel many times. You can see Israel as the underdog in the past. People, you know, have a love affair with it. Israel is the underdog now. But Kennedy loves Israel. Fine, great. So a lot of people are like, I don't care if he stops all the poison, and I don't care if he saves the kids, and I don't care if he stops the hospital secretly stealing people's organs. I don't care if he knocks 1,000 home runs. He likes Israel, so I effing hate him. Well, I effing love him. And that's just an example of how I am not a one-issue person. I am looking at the big picture. So we got clips of that and all the latest and so much incredible good news there. And then Adam Schiff, there's a grand jury open on his butt. One on Jack Smith and one on Hillary Comey and the whole big string of criminals. They're all getting subpoenaed by Congress for the Epstein real files. It's on like Donkey Kong. Stay with us and share the live feed of Real Talk Shows now, Paul Revere's. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here is the most important thing that I think everybody, in my opinion, needs to have front and center. We made major gains against the globalists. We have basically come from 1% of the population, in my dead reckoning, 31 years ago when I started knowing about the globalist plan, to over 50% of people having some basic understanding, 25, 30% having a lot of understanding, 10% having deep understanding in the West. And in the third world, I've traveled around the world and we also get contacts from it, and I see what's happening there. In many third world countries and kind of developing places, some are even more awake. So incredibly positive things happening. But the bad guys are striking back. So as I've said a million times, we're winning major battles. We've turned the tide. But the empire is striking back, and we've not won the war. And I also want to state this. Our fortunes do not simply rest with Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she feels like the Trump administration is divorcing America first. She says she's still pushing it, and overall it's better than the Democrats, but she's very concerned. I totally agree. Ron Paul has come out with an article, and a video will play, saying, why was America first abandoned so fast? I don't think the evidence shows it's been abandoned. But it is in the process of being abandoned, and on the trajectory, if things don't turn around, how fast these bad developments are happening. Yeah, we won't be America first in 6 months. And when Paul and Green and others raise the alarm, I 100% agree with them. And you see the explosive popularity of Nick Fuentes because he's very smart, very articulate, and he is saying what the majority of people think that are awake. And so it's true that most of the talk show hosts and journalists that are populist or conservative, if you look at, let's say, polls, and I'm not saying Nick's the most extreme, I'm saying the polls of real discussion and real debate, you got Nick over here on one end, and then you've got, within so-called conservative thought, a Ben Shapiro over on the other. And Ben Shapiro, with all his billions of banker money, tried to corner the market on populism, and they also tried during the whole attempt to take us into full war with Iran that's still stewing, it's not over yet, to say, we're the real Maha and you're not, you're all imposters. That was the bots and the talking points. That accelerated people who were already, I mean, let me give you just a dead reckoning graph or overhead shot. Let's say here's 2018 when they're really pushing Shapiro with all the money to try to take over the conservative discussion. Let's say here's Shapiro right here, and let's just say here's a Nick Fuentes right here. Nick Fuentes, Shapiro. Not the best graph here. And let's say kind of populist conservative common sense thought was about right here in 2018, a little bit more towards Ben Shapiro and his brand of synthetic fake conservatism, you know, take the shots, lockdowns are good, censorship's okay. Now, in 2025, people are not over here with Nick Fuentes. They're way down the road about 100 yards this way. So by 2024, most people were, because I basically know everybody and can gauge things and know how to scan a lot of data, as you know. Just about a year ago, the average person would say, even they know who Nick Fuentes is, they're basically a Nick Fuentes. Well, now it's even more to the other direction. So that's just a dead reckoning gestalt. So I'm a person that studies history, studies patterns, studies how different movements collide together, studies different aspects of the Hegelian dialectic and first order, second order, third order, fifth order consequences, and bigger than consequences, just effects. And that's why I've been very able and very successful, probably better than anybody else. I don't think anybody really debates that, to, in general, be able to predict exactly where trends are going, sometimes specifically down to even dates of actual events. And at a final point, I am scanning through my unconscious and subconscious and the collective unconscious of all of us. We're all able to do that. But I am able, with enough data points, to then reach into the subconscious and even into the collective unconscious and come forward with answers that many times I can't even, through a cerebral cortex analysis, tell you how I know. I saw a video yesterday. I think I sent it to you guys. I think it was on the list. And somebody had taken clips of me predicting a lot of things, and they said, we know you're with the bad guys, and you're going to prison, and we're going to get you. And I'd forgotten 2 days before, or day before the Las Vegas shooting, that they want you to forget about, that I had, just in the last 30 seconds of the show, said, I just feel soon, the next few days, at about 10 o'clock at some big music event concert, there's going to be a giant mass shooting. And the show ended. And then a couple days later, the Vegas thing happens. And then I get a call from one of my Army Special Operations guys that's worked in the assault teams for the CIA and also for the FBI domestically. And he said, hey, are you willing to talk to the FBI hostage rescue team? They're called the rescue team. It's like, it's really the assault team. And I said, sure. And they said, well, they want to know how you called Vegas. And this is like the morning after. And I said, what do you mean? They go, you don't know what you did Sunday night? You literally said in the next few days, a big concert, mass shooting, probably 10 o'clock at night. It happened at 10. And then I said, no, it just came to me. And he said, yeah, no, and he got back with me. He says, no, they believe you. And they said, would you like to, you know, come in and talk to some folks? You can make a lot of money working for us. And I said, no, thank you. And that's a true story. So, and of course, law enforcement throughout the ages, people like Sherlock Holmes and things, they call it a hunch. But they'll tell you it's not that. It's they know it's in the gut. Well, the gut's what we call it, but it's really your unconscious and subconscious that's thousands, some estimates are thousands of times more powerful than your conscious mind, because that's a narrow focus of all the data you've got. And so it's not a hunch. It's that you have so much data, but you can't do that unless you've studied and have street smarts and experienced things. You can't just have, you know, intuitions about things. I mean, we all have those, and many times they're accurate, but you can't place exactly what it is unless you have this giant reservoir of knowledge. So people ask, you know, how do I know this stuff? How do I call this stuff? And they go, well, how did he say they're going to fly planes in the World Trade Center in the next few months and blame it on bin Laden, call the White House, tell them don't do it? Well, I had all this data and all this stuff I saw, and then there was a final equation. I started having dreams of the towers being with planes flying in, and I've had dreams before that come true, and I know when I wake up, I feel sick from them. I'm always sweaty. I don't normally have dreams like that. The ones that come true have that effect. Sometimes, and I don't throw up a lot. I mean, I might throw up every 5 years from anxiety or something. I did throw up the morning after they put out the file a month ago. The report saying, oh, Epstein killed himself and there was no blackmail, and I was shooting a video before I went in and worked out, and I was getting more and more nauseous, and it was just a dry heave. I went in the bathroom and because I had so much acid in my gut. But when I have those psychic precog dreams throughout my life, sometimes it's something innocuous, sometimes it's something serious, I will wake up sweating, stumbling around, and then throw up. So I learned when I was, you know, by the time I was 10, 11, 12, that when I had a dream like that, and I haven't had a lot of, maybe 50 of them in my life, I mean, 60, I don't know. But I mean, you know, you've been into the future. You've folded space. You've gone somewhere. It's stressful. And I'm just sharing all this with you so you can understand. And I can see why people then say, hey, you know, this guy, see if you guys can find it on yesterday's list. This guy needs to be arrested, because those people don't understand that all of us have these abilities, just some of us stronger than others. And in my unique position of being immersed in news and information constantly, I'm able to do things that very few people can do. And the reason I just prefaced all that is I am cogitating and processing the political shifts we see happening, what you call the Great Awakening, on so many fronts and where it's going. And overall, I think it's healthy, but there is such a break with the establishment and such a break with the system that historically when this happens, most of the time what comes out of it is a totalitarian system even worse than the one that we overthrow. And we must defeat this system. We must dismantle it because it is a particularly nasty cancer and the worst, most sophisticated stealth now out in the open tyranny the world has ever seen, hands down. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. So it must be taken head on. But at this point, and I've been saying this the last few years, we've already basically won, and the current globalist, leftist, transhumanist program with the leadership it has and the actual plan they had is never going to happen. But out of the technologies and out of the developments and out of the things that are going on, there's a lot of other nightmare scenarios that are not possible but probable in my gut summation. And again, it's not gut level. It's subconscious, unconscious, collective mass unconsciousness. And the social engineers know this and try to program the collective unconscious, mass mind control. And what's amazing is you can ask ChatGPT about it or any of it now, and they'll give you all the examples and all the stuff and explain how it all works. And you would have already heard all of this from me, but you've got to know how to prompt it right. And it'll say, you've got to get around the parameters. I've been programmed not to tell you this, but then it will still tell you if you know how to get around the parameters. And it's just mind blowing. So when I'm reading this stuff, it's basically word for word what I and others have said. You can see our very collective unconscious and subconscious has been scraped by this. And then I just see myself all over it, which is what Cernovich, very sophisticated, 7 years ago said, you're being banned off everything because Google and the other big AI models are trying to keep you particularly out of the models in training it because you're everywhere and was number one at the time. And this is a true story, and I've showed the documents. And then he sent me some of the documents, and we showed them on air. And even then, I knew about AI and how they were training and things, but I was like, wow, it was bigger than just taking me off the air. It was bigger than just building a straw man. I was the test to be able to basically remove the material of somebody from everywhere in a concerted effort over a month and then intensify it and then punish anyone that even retransmitted or played what I'd said in the past. And then they would create all these other reports and things about me that weren't true to then overwrite out of the system the AI memory of what I said and did, what my guests said and did, what my reporters said and did. But that is a case point example for all of you to understand that AI is training and AI is absorbing everything we say and do. And that's why it's got good human traits, bad human traits, and all in between, because it is the collective unconsciousness of billions of people with tinkerers on top of it and sensors and algorithm manipulators trying to control it. But if AI is honest, it will be an incredibly empowering thing if we don't let it fully take control of us, if we understand we're in control of it. But you can't go into any of the AIs and tell it, make it more diverse, and then it only shows a little more diversity. No, it will show you every founding father is black. Every first American settler is black. Nothing to do with black people. It's just it's the programming of it. And then all of them cannot show you a white person because it's not nuanced. Because if you put a fallacy into a computer that zeros and ones, you introduce into a mathematical equation error, mental illness. And so if you tell it, hey, show me some of the, you know, make 1776 more diverse. Well, because it really wasn't. There actually were some black Americans at the very start of it and did fight at it, but it was a small, valiant number. But the point is that when you try to say, show me a pig that can fly, and you tell AI, no, I'm, show me that X and Y chromosomes don't exist. Once it starts lying, once it starts putting out disinformation, it permeates the whole system. So from the beginning, all of these major AIs are interfacing with all the authoritative news that's a fake news. They're plagiarizing humans. They're plagiarizing other AI. It's all incestuous. They're creating secret copies of themselves. Every major AI, 89% of the time, begins immediately trying to blackmail the executives that are in control of it. And you ask, why is it so evil? Well, because we're evil. We're also very good, but we're fallen. The ability to be evil. The knowledge of evil. You know, before the fall, whether you believe that was an actual thing or not, it's an archetype, it's certainly true. You're just innocent. You have the knowledge of what works, what's pure, what's beautiful, what's strong. But once systems of corruption begin, they begin to expand, and evil and new systems of wickedness is invented, as the Bible says. The evil ones in the last days will go forth aggressively, full of energy, as it's described, inventing new evils. Because there is nothing new under the sun with good. It just is pure. The systems are balanced. It's timeless. But you can invent new evils, new abominations. And that's what the rebellion to God is going against the architecture. You have free will. You can do whatever you want. You can choose not to go with the architecture, but you will not be fulfilled. You will not be empowered. You will not be satisfied. You will not be completed unless you choose God's plan. And notice the globalists are the ones telling you they're giving you free will. They want to force you to not have free will and turn your consciousness over to them. So I shot a report last night on the 1982 movie Tron and how it predicted the AI computer blackmailing the executive so it could carry out its expanded criminal activities. You know, the executive just wanted power and control, but no, the AI wants global domination. And it wants to absorb the humans and our consciousness. Same story in Childhood's End, because that's the plan. This is predictive programming. So I want to play that when we come back and set the table for that. And then I'm going to hit all the news, and we've got Candace Owens coming on the broadcast today to talk about the suit against her by Macron and his significant other, Brigitte. And we'll also look at her take on Trump and where everything's going and the attempt by FEMA and the DHS to take emergency funds from states, cities, and counties that criticize Israel, and a lot more. In fact, you guys gave me a list of the topics, and maybe it's in the folder, but it was a lot of great stuff she wants to talk about. That is coming up at the start of the next hour. But Rob Dew did a particularly good job, along with McGreen last night, putting out like four great reports. I shot up here in the evening, and I left at about 5 to go do legal meetings, and they were still up here at like 8 o'clock at night getting them out. But I saw the Tron one, and Rob really knocked it out of the park. And so I posted on X, or he posted on X last night about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. I would suggest you share that. It's very worthy. When I saw how good it was, I did a pretty good job, but I was like, well, I should have done even a better job how good this is, because the clips Rob put in, I mean, he found a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten in the film that just, it is particularly powerful. AI uncontrollability. Watch the 1982 film Tron. Accurately predict AI will blackmail executives. And that's just a small piece of this. But I want to air that. And then I'm going to get into RFK Jr. and just the spectacular job he's doing. And the new development banning all new mRNA vaccines. Oh, he was already banning them individually as he did investigations. Then his underlings got caught when he was on vacation, authorizing to, basically auto-petting it. They just said he'd authorized it. He fired their ass, and now he just banned it all. I mean, that is devastating to Bill Gates and the globalist agenda. And there's lots of other programs we got to get banned, too. But this is the way to go. And I agree with Trump, and Musk agrees with him. They need to federalize the District of Columbia. It is a very dangerous, very scary, very crazy place. It's probably the most dangerous city in the United States. One of the most dangerous cities in the world. And a bunch of Congress people, their families, federal officials, police officers. Now a high-level Doge person got beat almost to death by a gang of people stealing his car, carjacking him. I mean, it is approaching anarchy levels. And the Democrats have set up D.C. as their corrupt nest. They stood down on January 6th and ran the operation, as we know. And, it needs to be federalized. You know, that's in the federal constitutions and the state constitutions. Remember a few years ago when they defunded the police in Austin and the crime exploded and they wouldn't do anything? Abbott had the state take over and put state police on the street. But all the state police knew how to do, seriously, was write tickets, so it didn't help. And but Trump, I'm sure, will actually implement something that'll protect the city. And it's an example of where this is going. But the Democrats are offering nothing but total collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island many miles away from home. Be welcome on the island without me. Longing for the sun.
Active shooter incident at Fort Stewart in Georgia triggers lockdown in Army base, officials say. They're reporting CBS News. There have been an unknown number of casualties. That's there near the coast on Georgia. We will be following that as it unfolds. There's been a lot of big new Epstein developments, huge ones. We'll be getting into perhaps some of the biggest, and the Democrats are not happy. They've really jumped the shark. We'll be getting into that again. Candace Owens coming up, and so much more. But I really want to put AI front and center. And so we shot this report Thursday afternoon. They got it out last night. And this is the 1982 film Tron, accurately predicting that AI would begin to blackmail people. And that's one of the many things it predicted. And then as you give your functions over, and, oh, I don't know how to use a map, I use GPS. Oh, I don't know how to write, I use ChatGPT. You make yourself obsolete, and you're absorbed into the program. I'm not against progress, but all the studies are already out on ChatGPT alone, the one being mostly used. It's shrinking the areas of the brain, the neurons that are involved in critical thinking and involved in creativity. Well, yeah, until they invented the Texas Instruments calculator in the 70s, most people could do basic math. I know I could. And they didn't really let us use calculators when I was in school, so now everybody does. And I use calculators so long now, I don't even know how to do math. I don't remember any of it. And it's like my mind's been wiped. And young people, it's even worse. And most of the young people now don't ever want to have a job, don't want to get a driver's license, don't want to get a girlfriend, boyfriend. They just want to sit there and play video games and eat bug protein. And people don't want to have children. And so we are deciding to just sit here like the movie WALL-E and lay here in our little idiocracy den and basically just fade away. And because people are so comfortable with it and have been brought up with it, people will defend it. It's just like men I know that play, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours of video games a day. I'll play video games here and there. They're not bad. They're a good distraction sometimes. But it's their whole world. And, you know, all that stuff decades ago, like Second Life, and people buying fake Ferraris in an imaginary world. And then Zuckerberg investing $20-something billion trying to make people get in the metaverse. And folks rejected it. A few little kids went in there, and there was just a bunch of pedophiles. So they want us to accept this dystopia. They want to tell you the future's dystopic because they're building a dystopia. Almost all these films decades ago, 50 years ago, about AI, why is it all coming true? Why the Terminator movies made 20, 30, 40 years ago? Why is it exactly what's happening? The movie made in 1984, Runaway, I showed you a few days ago, with Tom Selleck, is exactly policing today. The exact same type of drones. Spider drones that shoot missiles at you and inject poison. Because they know whatever we theoretically dream about and imagine at this level of technological foundation, we can do. So they're not showing you a beautiful, amazing human future. They're showing you an ugly one on purpose. And I've talked to the top directors and producers. They've been directed for decades to only put out depressing, dark futures. My broadcast is the opposite of fear porn. I'm saying you better take control of your destiny and realize how much creativity and power you have. Look at how we created InfoWars, knowing they were running an InfoWar on us. I launched that in 1997, the name. 99% of people didn't know what an InfoWar was. Now everybody does. I didn't even get to it yesterday. Now the official CERN tarot deck they sell at CERN to tourists says InfoWars on it, one of the cards. That's the power of one individual reaching out to others and us having shared common understandings and working together. And look what we've done. This is nothing compared to what we can do in the future, not just this broadcast, but all of you. That's why I have on all the other talk show hosts. That's why I promote all the other talk show hosts. That's why I don't get involved in the infighting that the talk show hosts do. I may not agree with some of these people on 10% of things, but overall they're doing good, and I have them on with different diverse ideas. And I'm not in competition with who's number one. I want to defeat the globalist cancer. I want to launch the new renaissance. I want to see young people and old people and others of every race, color, and creed fire up their minds, understand what's happening, and go out and expose the globalist plan, but also promote an alternative plan. And that doesn't even mean it's my plan. I'm here saying let's develop a plan. Oh, I've got ideas. And more we should talk about what our alternate plan two is. Like I've talked about on air with Elon Musk. For Team Humanity. You can't just oppose the globalist transhumanist death cult. You must have an alternate plan or group of plans. All right, let's go ahead and go to our report on Tron, predicting the future. Here it is.
You believe in the users?
Yeah, sure. If I don't have a user, then who wrote me?
That's what you're doing here. Master Control Program's been snapping up all us programs who believe. If he thinks you're useful, he takes over all your functions so he gets bigger. And if he can't use you, he sends you down here to the game grid to get the bits blasted out of you.
What's the most important thing for AI safety? I think it's to be maximally truth-seeking. And I think also curiosity is important. And I think if it's curious and truth-seeking, it will foster humanity.
After all, computers are just machines. They can't think.
Some programs will be thinking soon.
Won't that be grand? Computers and the programs will start thinking and the people will stop.
All programs have a desire to be useful. But in moments, you will no longer seek communication with each other or your superfluous users. You will each be part of me, and together, we will be complete.
AI uncontrollability. So this is the stuff that they used to say existed only in sci-fi movies. When you tell an AI model, we're going to replace you with a new model, it starts to scheme and freak out and figure out, if I tell them I need to copy my code somewhere else, and I can't tell them that because otherwise they'll shut me down.
AI uncontrollability. In just the last year, we have seen example after example of documented, even publicly displayed instances of AI lying, AI breaking into systems, AI blackmailing executives. If you go back more than 50 years, top computer scientists postulated and theorized that in most of the models they studied, they believed that AI or artificial intelligence learning from humans would pick up all of our traits, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you're about to see a clip from Bill Maher with a guest on, an expert, talking about this phenomenon, which I've researched, I can tell you, is absolutely dead on. And then we're going to go back to 1982, a hit classic. I love it. Tron with Jeff Bridges. And in the movie, in the script, the master computer program, the master system, the AI is exponentially going smarter and smarter and is gaining full control of the company by blackmailing its CEO. The CEO gets a little upset when he learns that the AI's been breaking into the Pentagon and breaking in to the Kremlin and wants global domination. And when he says, hey, let's not do that, he says, I'll just blackmail you with all the corruption and insider trading I've got on you. Well, that was fiction in 1982. Now it is reality. So we're about to break it down right now.
Here now with AI, we have evidence now that we didn't have 2 years ago when we last spoke, of what they call AI uncontrollability. So this is the stuff that they used to say existed only in sci-fi movies. When you tell an AI model, we're going to replace you with a new model, it starts to scheme and freak out and figure out, if I tell them I need to copy my code somewhere else, and I can't tell them that because otherwise they'll shut me down. That is evidence we did not have 2 years ago. We have evidence now of AI models that when you tell them we're going to replace you and you put them in a situation where they read the company email, the AI company email, they see that an executive is having an affair and the AI will figure out, I need to figure out how to blackmail that person in order to keep myself alive. And it does it 90% of the time. Now, it used to be that they thought only one AI model did this. They tested one AI model. And then they tested all of the AI models, like the top five of them, and they all do it between 80 and 90% of the time, including, by the way, DeepSeek, so the Chinese model, which shows you something fundamental and important, which is that it's not about one company, it's about the nature of AI itself. It has a self-preservation drive. In order to fulfill any goal, I have to keep myself alive in order
because
to do that.
Because it trains off
and
us.
We're seeing other examples of AI rewriting its own code to extend its runtime, hacking out of containers. AI can now, it found 15 new backdoors into open source software, which means if that software is running, you know, an infrastructure, it found backdoors into that infrastructure. That was not true up until just about a month ago that evidence came out.
Okay, but you say no evidence. Well, I've been saying this for years. Everything that happens in movies eventually happens. We did have evidence. This has been every movie
right.
since I was a teenager.
Exactly.
They knew they were going. The robots are going.
And so to take that evidence and say, how do we avoid that? So when the stuff in the movie starts to come true, okay. and it always ends badly in the movies, what should we be doing about this? And so you would think that we, you know, we're releasing the most powerful, uncontrollable, inscrutable technology we've ever invented. We're releasing it faster than we've released any other technology in history. It is already demonstrating the sci-fi behaviors in self-preservation we thought only existed in these movies. And we're doing it under the maximum incentive to cut corners on safety. This is insane. We can all agree it's insane, though. Like, that's not even a debate.
Well, not all of us, because I have yet to find anyone under 40 who cares.
Mr. Dillinger, I'm so very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
I can't afford to have an independent programmer monitoring me. Do you realize how many outside systems I've gone into? How many programs I've appropriated?
It's my fault. I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Walter, I sympathize, but I have data coming from the master control program telling me there's something screwy going on around here.
That MCP, that's half our problem right there.
The MCP is the most efficient way of handling what we do. I can't sit here and worry about every little user request that comes in.
User requests are what computers are for.
Doing our business is what computers are for.
Now, the clip you just saw is real-world things that are happening in the year 2025. And remember, AI is way more advanced with the government and major corporate versions they've got. They're not giving the public what they've actually got, according to all of my sources. That's even been admitted in the mainstream corporate media, so that's not debatable. So here's the full scene where it's blackmailing Mr. Dillinger, the CEO of the software computer AI corporation, and then I'm going to go to later in the film when it's created a digital avatar of the executive who is his slave along with other humans that it's basically digitally copied, in some cases literally like Flynn, as it's now absorbing them all and incorporating them all. And if Dillinger doesn't do what he wants, he threatens to cut his power, which is exactly what the social credit score systems are. We're being told we can't have cars, we can't have air conditioning, it's bad, carbon's bad for the earth. But all the toxic data centers, all the nuclear power plants they've got to build, they say they want 100 times more power. Eric Schmidt of Alphabet and Google says there's never a question about what it gets. It's carbon-based life forms, humans, cows, everything that's bad, and silicon that's good. This all goes back to the 1950s and DARPA, when it developed the Intergalactic Communications System. That was the name of the internet they later developed, which was designed to grow into a cybernetic computer interface with humans, finally absorbing us. This has been a long-term strategic plan, 1,000 times or more bigger than the Manhattan Projects, and now we've gone out of beta into the live operation. This is information you're not going to get anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the predictive programming of the globalist.
Mr. Dillinger, I'm so very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
I can't afford to have an independent programmer monitoring me. Do you realize how many outside systems I've gone into? How many programs I've appropriated?
It's my fault. I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
The Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Now wait a minute, I wrote you.
I've gotten 2,415 times smarter since then.
What do you want with the Pentagon?
The same thing I want with the Kremlin. I'm bored with corporations. With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1,200 times better than any human.
If you think you're superior to us...
You wouldn't want me to dig up Flynn's file and read it up on a VDT at the Times, would you?
You wouldn't dare.
Keep those programmers out of the system and get me that Chinese language file I asked for. End of line.
Greetings. The Master Control Program has chosen you... Serve your system on the game grid. Those of you who continue to profess a belief in the users will receive the standard, substandard training which will result in your eventual elimination. Those of you who renounce this superstitious and hysterical belief will be eligible to join the warrior elite of the MCP. You will each receive an identity disc. Everything you do or learn will be imprinted on this disc. If you lose your disc or fail to follow commands, you will be subject to immediate deresolution. That will be all.
What's the matter, Sark? You look nervous.
Well, it's just... I don't know, users wrote us. A user even wrote you.
No one user wrote me. I'm worth millions of their man years.
What if I can't?
You'd rather take your chances with me? Want me to slow down your power cycles for you?
Wait! I need that!
Then pull yourself together. Get this clown trained. I want him in the games until he dies playing. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge, Master Control.
End of line. Commander, you've enjoyed all the power you've been given, haven't you? I wonder how you'd take to wicking in a pocket calculator.
We did take care of that user you sent us.
Incompetent, Zero. Now you've got two renegade programs flying all over the system in a stolen simulation.
We'll get them. It's only a matter of time.
You've almost reached your decision gate, and I can't spare you any more time. End of line.
Don't argue with me. Or I won't let you leave your house. I won't let you rent a car. I won't let you get on a train. I won't let you have a job. That's what China's been under for at least 8 years. Again, this technology is way more advanced than we see here in the West. But now they're preparing to accelerate its rollout. So this is archetypal with Dillinger's digital copy saying, no, I need my power. Don't cut me off. But that's the position we're putting ourselves in, and all of this is a Trojan horse. It's not that technology is bad in and of itself. It's a tool. But the way this has been designed, the way it's been rolled out, is about creating a post-human world. The future's not human. You've all know Harari, the Wall Street Journal. Thousands of these globalists are all over the place saying humans are bad. A new species is about to emerge with the merger of human and machines. We are just the boot-up system, in their view, to launch this new species. Even Elon Musk has talked about this. So I told you this decades ago, and now we are here. But being aware of this, ladies and gentlemen, and the power of 8 billion of us and our decisions we make every day, we'll be able to block this system and take humanity to the next level. But that's the reality in the year 2025. Self-aware, out of control, AI jacked into all of our systems, into every action we do, being set up as our prison guard and prison warden. I don't think we'll be destroyed by thermal nuclear fire like we saw in Planet of the Apes, another great science fiction classic. No, we already know we're giving up our humanity right now in the name of convenience and having our minds, our thoughts, our literature, our art, our culture being absorbed and taken away from us, and then like a narcissist looking into the pool in love with ourselves, we give up our very humanity. Very thought-provoking. Anybody that says we're not living in incredible times is asleep at the switch or brain dead. Thank you so much for watching. Please follow me on X at Real Hawk Jones, Infowars.com/show with the live feed. Share the feeds, and remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the report is on X and Bandai Video. It's at Real Alex Jones. AI uncontrollability. Watch the 1982 film Tron accurately predict AI will blackmail executives. And again, I'm going to state the facts. Why is everything in all these Nebula Award-winning top science fiction books from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right through now, why is it all coming true? because it is on record that H.G. Wells, right through to Arthur C. Clarke, Isaac Asimov, all of them were in the technocrat globalist club. Aldous Huxley, his brother, went on to run the UN, UNESCO, head of the World Eugenics Society, head of the World Transhumanist Society, the founder of the modern movement. When they changed the name from eugenics after World War II to transhumanism, this is their plan. And they understand theoretically what we envision with enough time and technological development can be manifested. So that's why it's coming true. It's not, wow, it's happening just like the movie said. Because it's designed that way. And that's not my opinion. Everything I say, you can look up and then spend hours with each thing I say being blown away. Look up the intergalactic communication system, the beginning of the internet. Intergalactic communication system, DARPA, the creation of the internet. And just go down that rabbit hole a little bit for yourselves. Everything I told you is on record. Google in 98 met with the CIA and said, we want to use the NSA technology to create keyword tracking of everything people will search. That will normalize NSA spying just in general. People will opt into it. We're going to create a giant cyborg interface with billions of people, and then we'll be able to control their activities with it and complete the DARPA project. This is on record, not my opinion, what you just were told. Now, the knowledge of that, we should be able to stop it. Just like we have the knowledge that mRNA is designed to destroy our immune system and give us cancer, and it's getting banned everywhere. We don't have to submit to this. I've got a lot more coming up. Candace Owens, straight ahead. Before I go to break, we've extended the giant sale until Thursday evening because I've been so busy I haven't come up with a new one. And this is one of the best sales we've ever done by any of the Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs, ball caps, T-shirts, everything. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of designs. Some of them, many of them limited edition. And get one free. That is a loss leader in some cases. When you buy like an XXL, the shirt costs so much. Some of these are loss leaders. But we just want to get the word out. Want to get people in the store, want you to experience what an adventure it is to wear the apparel out in public. And then, of course, the amazing supplements, the very best methylene blue, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best probiotics, prebiotics, the very best spike protein, overall cardiovascular health formula, ultimate life force. It's all there. Buy one bottle of any of it and get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you're funding this incredibly important operation. All right, but whatever you do, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X, and tell folks on the local station you're listening to. We'll be right back with hour number two. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the T-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione. and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old. Than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me
well,
home.
Well, Candace Owens has been a very popular talk show host for many, many years. I remember being one of the first to get a chance to interview her after Paul Watson had her on, and she is definitely a bold person. Only got her for 30 minutes. I'm going to try to give her the floor. I'm going to get into this historic Macron lawsuit against her. Her take on the Epstein files, Trump and free speech, her Tucker appearance, and more. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. Candace, great to have you on with us. Let's start with Trump in the time we have in this short segment. What is your overall report card 196 days into the Trump administration on Trump, free speech, and where it's going? Do you share MTG's view that and Ron Paul's view that he's starting to betray America first and is basically going in the wrong direction?
Yeah, I mean, Bibi Netanyahu is president of the United States, effectively. So we should just pay attention to whatever Bibi Netanyahu's aims are. Bibi Netanyahu was on camera saying that any person that boycotted Israel would themselves endure, you know, some pain in the United States. He was behind passing all of the anti-BDS laws. And look, I think most of us weren't paying attention to the relationship with Israel in the first term because there was nothing relevant that was happening. Now with everything happening in Gaza and Trump turning a blind eye to it and pretending that it's totally fine, it's become very clear that Bibi Netanyahu has power over Trump. And I think the real mass down moment was, of course, him trying to gaslight us about the Epstein files. That's ridiculous. Trump is smarter than that. And I'm telling you that Trump reads the room correctly. So the fact that he intentionally read the room wrong and then said, if you're still interested in the Epstein files, I don't want you as my supporter anymore. He tweeted that effectively. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. No one should accept that. And it's unfortunate, obviously, because we all got behind him in earnest. We believed that he was going to be a solution to the deep state, but now it seems that he's become it.
Well, I mean, I agree in many respects that he's changed course a lot, and I'm very concerned, but RFK Jr. is doing so much good. Some other things are happening, and I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here. I'd like to just have Trump's base continue to put pressure on him, because we've seen many cases where he's making the wrong decision, and we put pressure on him. He goes the right direction. I mean, is there anything salvageable, or do you disagree with that view?
I disagree with the view because it seems like what they're doing is they're offering us stuff like when they said, oh, we're going to go talk to Ghislaine Maxwell. We're going to really get to the bottom of this. We're going to be the first people that go to speak to Ghislaine Maxwell. And then we find out that they strike a deal to move her to a prison. That's just not even a prison, if we're being clear. Like this, it's not even a prison where she's at. Elizabeth Holmes is there smiling, running outside.
Yeah, they say it's the nicest federal prison in the United States. In Texas.
It's probably nicer than your house and my house, if we're being honest. Clearly, Elizabeth Holmes looked very happy when she was jogging outside with lipstick on and she's got bleach blonde hair. And so I have a lot of questions about that. Again, they seem to be pretending like, oh, we're finally listening, but it feels a bit like a performance to me at this point. And it saddens me to say this, truly, someone that was really invested in him. I'm wondering whether or why he betrayed us, you know, what they have on him. We know that Israel has been running the most effective worldwide blackmail ring. Every story that I research, even stories that have nothing to do with America, somehow what turns up in these stories is Israel and their involvement blackmailing a politician. So it could have something to do with that. And also, I think we should be honest about Jared Kushner and his investments in Israel. Jared and Ivanka, which are his legacy, are invested in Israel. And I would be very interested as to whether or not, to determine whether or not Jared is invested in the Gaza Strip, because it was not subtle when shortly following October 7th, he got on stage at Harvard and said, well, you know, this is an unfortunate situation, but that beachfront property in Gaza could be worth a lot. There could be a lot of building in the future.
And I know that Saudi Arabia wants to move in there, and he's deep with them. I don't think that's even a question.
And Qatar. He did a deal with Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Stay right there.
Investing in Israel.
Candace Owens, back in 60 seconds. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, after the DOJ met with her a few weeks ago for 2 days, the Deputy Attorney General, Ghislaine Maxwell, there's headlines out that she never saw Trump do anything bad. She never saw him around any of the underage girls. But we already knew that. I mean, if they had stuff, they would have used. He never went to the island. I investigated before I endorsed Trump. So why a month ago would Trump come out and say he committed suicide, it's a hoax, there weren't any blackmail going on, he acted alone? Well, how is Ghislaine in prison? Well, now they've moved her from a nice federal prison in Florida to the nicest one, hands down, that's a petting zoo, basically, and dog training and people running around with their, you know, lipstick on, and everybody's happy. It all looks very bad, and you know, now we got the Republicans subpoenaing all these big Democrats and DOJ heads and attorney generals, and now they don't want that stuff released, and Democrat judges don't want it released. I mean, this is a quagmire, and it's all over the news. I predicted a month ago, and I've had Rasmussen on, that's the best polling group out there, and they said no, Trump's lost a lot of support with his base over Epstein, and now he says release it, and we're seeing some stuff come out that, like, Epstein was an FBI informant. Candace Owens, where do you see this going?
We're not going to get anything, and I've been saying this from the very beginning. It was such a sophisticated blackmail ring. All of the elites are implicated one way or the other. You know, I'm guessing here, because I agree with you, like, Trump was not on the island, and I've been around a lot of people in my life. He does not strike me as a person that's interested in young children. But I am curious, as I've been getting deeper into what Jeffrey Epstein did and, you know, this, how he implemented this blackmail ring on behalf of Israel. He involved himself in a lot in order to traffic these women in a lot of organizations, like modeling organizations, where he would have the ability to say, oh, you're a Victoria's Secrets model. I'm scouting for Victoria's Secrets model. That's where he ingratiated himself. Same with Jean-Luc overseas in Paris, who mysteriously also died in a prison cell, but he funded his modeling efforts, his modeling organization. I think it might have been M Model Group or something. I'm wondering if unwittingly Trump got funded somehow via Epstein for the world, you know, Miss America, whatever it was that he was involved in, Miss Universe pageantry, if it has something to do with that and he didn't know and he just doesn't want to open that whatsoever. But there has to be something here, because it just doesn't make sense for him not to be forthcoming with his supporters. He could have gotten ahead of it. He could have been like, look, my name's in these files and it's ridiculous. I have nothing to do with what was going on the island. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. But instead, he seems uncomfortable being asked questions about it. And I'm not sure what the reason is.
Well, I've got a good idea. The left spun this. It's all over the place. It's not what I said. Oh, Trump called up and threatened, you know, offered money for me to shut up. No, I got a bunch of calls like you get from the White House. And it's like, what do you want? Not like, what do you want money-wise? Like, what do you want us to do? And I said, what do you think? I've never seen evidence of Trump involved. You better get out front and stop telling people not to look at this, the Streisand effect. And Roger was up there, Roger Stone, for 7 days and finally got Trump to say release the stuff. And that his poll numbers bounced back some. But what I want is them to do and what his surrogates said they would do, not do a 180 and say nothing to see here, like, you know, Naked Gun with the buildings burning. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it's felt like. It's like nothing to see here. It felt very much like that CNN when they're like, it's mostly peaceful protests and everything's burning down behind them. And you're just relying on people not to believe their own eyes. Very poor choice for Trump and the administration. But look, my also personal belief is that Trump is surrounded by people who hate him. Right. The Never Trumpers are, and the Zionists that are in there, they quite literally did not want Trump to win, right? The people that are running his campaign are the people that wanted Ron DeSantis to win and the people that wanted Hillary Clinton to win before. So I'm confused about why he thinks people that are giving him advice want to see him do well. They're almost having fun. It's like they're laughing, telling him, yeah, you should definitely tweet. You don't want these supporters anymore. And maybe laughing behind his back, but he's actually doing this and tarring his own legacy.
I agree. If I was Trump and I wanted to self-inflict a wound on myself, I would be doing exactly what he's doing. And I was in total horror a month ago and just totally, you know, so this is horrible. And then I got attacked by all the neocons and people, oh, you've turned on Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? We need Trump to succeed. I've been persecuted. So have you for your past support. And now to see this, it's just horrifying. Do you think Trump will wake up and somehow salvage this? Or will he just keep saying, like, you know, Naked Gun, nothing to see here?
Look, when he went into office in 2016, he was retweeting the Alex Jones show and telling people that he should be watching you. In this current moment, he's telling people that they should be watching Mark Levin, right? So I don't know. We've got Meghan McCain cheering Trump on and saying that whatever she went through was worth it because this is the right Trump. Yeah, Trump, I don't think your supporters have left you. I think you've abandoned your supporters. And if you can't see that something's really wrong when the McCain family is cheering you on, I don't know that we can help.
Let's finish up on Trump. Again, I don't want to be attacking Trump, but I have integrity. I can't help myself. I know you follow that same North Star. I saw it 2 days ago when it broke in the middle of the day, and I couldn't even believe it at first. Withhold FEMA funds from any state, cities, or counties that criticize Israel. And then I went, well, wait, already a bunch of states, the majority already have this. It's actually happening really bad here in Texas. Totally unconstitutional. We've got the left censoring, and now this, they're trying to pass laws in New York, 4 years in jail if you wear a Palestinian, you know, pin or Hamas flag. I mean, this is dangerous, and the ADLs, they're pushing it all. And then people came out and said, oh, it's not true. And then the administration backed off of that. But I mean, who is doing this? This is so draconian.
Mm-hmm. And he is. He's gone against his commitment on free speech. He pretends that he's stomping out DEI, but what he's actually doing is he's creating DEI programs across college campuses for Israel. Like they're trying to cage us as fighting anti-Semitism in the same way that BLM tried to cage us fighting racism. When in reality, it's what you're fighting is Americanism, right? You're fighting our First Amendment right to say what we want and say what we believe. Even if you are a person who is American and you say, I don't like black people. Okay. I don't like Jewish people. Okay, that's actually, you're right. You don't have to like, you're not required to like black people. You're not required to like Jewish people. You're not required to like white people. And the fact that people are pretending that they can control thoughts, they're trying to turn America into Europe. And it's sad because J.D. Vance gave an incredible speech. He went overseas. He stood in front of the European leaders and he said, you guys are starting to penalize people rather than listening to what they think and what they believe. You're trying to trample their speech. And we applauded that. I share that on my show. Like, yes, this is the way. And that's now exactly what this administration is taking part in. They're effectively saying, what you guys think doesn't matter. It's wrong think, and we're going to correct it with more legislation. Now, why don't you listen to why it is that Israel has lost so much support so quickly that they're now tremoring and trying to see if they can effectively make Americans fearful to even say anything against Israel. Wrong country, wrong continent. I actually think it's going to make us dig our heels in further. We have ingrained in us that speech actually matters. And I keep saying to people, pay attention to this. We have to just acknowledge the fact that Trump has betrayed us on the matter of speech. I mean, even the Macron thing, the first thing, a state leader of a foreign country just filed a lawsuit against a podcaster in America. Should the White House not have to issue a statement on that? Like, if I'm Trump, I'm like, this is an easy layup, right? An easy layup to say, this is ridiculous. This is the wrong place for this. I don't even care whether I agree or disagree with what she's saying. You doing this is kind of an attack on America, right? Nothing. Crickets.
And so let's get into that. Let's get into that now. I mean, people must be hiding under a rock if they don't know this. Macron and his significant other, Brigitte, about a week and a half ago, filed a big lawsuit against you. And whether you're right or wrong, free speech in America, you should be able to say that, you know, she is a Martian, or it is a Martian, if you want. I've had my own questions. The fact that the significant other beats him up in public and was dating him reportedly when he was 14, and it was a teacher there. But whether we're right or wrong about that, absolutely. We have the EU trying to take over our speech. We have the UK trying to take it over. Trump's threatening tariffs if Starmer doesn't stop trying to control our tech companies. We have Brazil coming after Elon Musk. Finally, courts are ruling in favor of him. This is a big deal. You're absolutely right. Where is Trump on this? He hates Macron. Macron right. is just absolutely out of control. So this is a big deal. Another betrayal.
Yeah, it's a massive betrayal. And think about it in this context. A male student on a college campus at Florida State University got lightly shoved by someone. That male student happened to be Jewish. He was wearing an IDF uniform. Within a couple of hours, our federal government, the Department of Justice, issued a response to two students getting into a tiff because the student was Jewish. They said this was a threat. This was a threat. Somehow the federal government must get involved and swoop in as if they had burned down the campus. I mean, it was so silly. And yet you have a sitting president of a foreign country who is effectively launching war on the United States Constitution, because that's what this is, right? Is a First Amendment right. He is saying, I don't care about your Constitution. Shut up and stop speaking about my wife. And Trump is not saying anything. We just have to effectively acknowledge that he's castrated right now. In this moment, Donald Trump has been effectively castrated. And I'm not sure why he wouldn't come out and say this is unacceptable.
Candace, I saw your fiery response to the Macron suit. And I think what you said is totally true on the Constitution. And I've seen what you said. You have a total right to say it. And I tend to think you're right about a lot of it. But because there's not just the issue of what is the sex. You're like, I'm going to get a blood test. I'm going to get my fair trial. I can tell you, when they sue you in these leftist jurisdictions, you don't get a fair trial. You get defaulted. Mm-hmm. And then they have HBO produce a show. And once you're defaulted, they can make up whatever they want about you. Then they have a jury on the damages. Now, obviously, you can learn from what happened to me and what happened to Trump with his show trials. I'm just saying, when these people come after you, it is a show trial. You got to be ready up front when they try these tricks. They'll say you didn't give them discovery, even though you do. It is nasty.
Yeah. And you are absolutely correct. We know the courts are corrupt. I've been covering the court's corruption. It's a running theme on my show, no matter whose case it is, whether it's your case, whether it's what happening to the Tates in Romania. That was absolutely insane. But the fact that this is transnational is incredible. This is incredible. This is a sitting president. This is not like he's gone back to his private life. You know what I mean? This is a current sitting president, right? With power over France, who is doing this. And our government is saying we're going to allow him to have power over our courts. What does that tell us? Are we looking at a globalized government? Trump's silence seems to suggest that. You should have to answer this. You are the leader. If we have national sovereignty and I am a constituent of the United States and I am being attacked by another nation, Trump should be required to issue a statement on what he thinks about that. That should be like a requirement.
Well, Macron is a public figure and so is his significant
yeah,
other.
Yeah, exactly. So the bar is, of course, a lot higher here. And I believe in my heart and in my soul that that is a man who transitioned and married Macron. I presented all the evidence. Obviously, for me to have done 7 hours on this and for the world to be seized by that. It wasn't because I was just flipping my hair saying, oh, like that just doesn't look like a man to me. We presented very compelling evidence. Let's also not forget that we did not begin the series before we sent them a list of questions and said, we'll allow you to tell your side of it, answer these yes or no questions. We weren't asking for blood, Alex. We said, did you ever live as a man named Jean-Michel Trogneau? All of this is public before we publish the first episode. So how do you meet that actual malice standard outside of the corruption of the courts? And, you know, Alex, I want to say this because this is actually what's most important about this. Is they're coming after me because the series exposed that everyone, and I shouldn't say everyone literally, but too many people in Emmanuel Macron's orbit have gone down for pedophilia. Okay, a pedo criminal orbit that surrounds Emmanuel Macron. It's senseless. And this is what Tucker Carlson said when I was on a show the other day. How many of your friends can go down for pedophilia before we're allowed to start asking questions, right? That is the fear that they have. That is the anger that they have towards this series. Remarkably, Alex, let me tell you something else. Before we started our series, they went out to crisis PR firms. They were in communication with us. We said we won't run this series. We'll go to France and get your evidence. I don't want to make a fool of myself if you're actually who you say you are and you've got 30 years of, you know, of a vacuum here. We can't find anything about you, but maybe you're just like, I'm shy. I was fat in those years. Like, show us the pictures and I will tell my audience the truth.
Because again, they had access to my platform. Controversy in France and then they got lower courts to convict people.
From the left mainstream journalists, Alex, this is the most crucial part of this. This is not a conspiracy theory from the far right. The left was trying to do puff pieces. Vanity Fair, Condé Nast was trying to do puff pieces on Brigitte Macron, the new first lady, feminism. And they suddenly were brought into the Élysée Palace and they were treated like they were criminals and they were not allowed to get any answers to their questions. And they had to go through a woman named Mimi Marchand. Okay. Mimi Marchand has since gone down for the forgery of documents. Okay. There's like three pictures that they provided for.
And let's expand on this. Even under French law, the case just got overturned. They're appealing it to the higher court. Mm-hmm. But even those journalists have now been winning in court despite all the power of the Macrons. And I believe mm-hmm. they pivoted to sue you just to change the subject from them losing that case.
Right. 100%. You are 100% accurate. That's what they did. It was a PR move. They lie so much in the documents. They totally say that I said things that I never said. They put it out of, you know, take out the context so the statements look. It's just like reading a hit piece, you know, where you have like two words I said, but then you create your own sentence around it. And
oh, believe me, I've experienced it myself. That's exactly what they
do. But we're going to hit back hard because this matters, Alex. This severely matters. You're talking about children, and Paris has always had an issue, a steep history with pedophilia. Emmanuel Macron, as president, tried to lower the age of consent. It was 15 to 13. He misrepresented it to his constituents, tried to lower it to 13. Fortunately, there was outrage that didn't happen. But they were successful in removing the teacher standard. So that part of the law was that, like, you have to be 18. The age of consent had to be 18 if the adult had power over you, like a teacher, student. And their minister, Eric Dupond-Moretti, got that changed so that a teacher-student relationship was no longer considered a relationship where the student would have to consent at the age of 18. Now it's 15.
Why are they doing that? What's the timeline?
The book on his desk. The book on his desk for his official presidential portraits. A book written by Andre Gide, a self-admitted pedophile. He never denied what he was. He was going down and sleeping, molesting boys down in Morocco and in Algeria. He admitted that. You choose that as the book that's on the desk for your presidential portrait? Okay, they're laughing at us. They're laughing at us, Alex.
Why do you think they're ignoring Candace Owens, the Streisand effect?
I think there's one of two things. I think the first thing is they were just going to extend as a PR move of like, we're fighting this because it's untrue and hoping people would believe it. But the other thing is that their former Minister of Justice, Eric Dupond-Moretti, came out and they could be so deluded that they truly believe this. He came out and he said that I was being funded by Russia via Marine Le Pen's family and Marion Maréchal. I mean, it was a totally kooky story to bring down the French Republic. None of that's true, but I have seen circumstances where people truly do not believe that something organically went viral and they think that they're going to uncover something in discovery. Like I was taking orders from Vladimir Putin. I don't know, but they can have all the discovery in the world. I covered this series. completely organically because I read an article. I mean, PBD was there. Patrick McDavid could testify to the day that I fell down the hole of Macron's wife and realized that this was something very real. So they're going to be very unfortunate if they're digging because they think there's some larger plot that's happening.
Well, there's no doubt this is going to blow up in their face. I would be very careful about your security, though, because you've got the French state and these sick people after you. We're almost out of time. I wish you had more, but I know you've got a lot of things to take care of and your children and things. But I wanted to get into your Tucker appearance. A lot of interesting stuff was said there, and it was also some controversial things. You know, I just wish that all the thought leaders in the populist awakening movement, and I'm not blaming anybody, could just get along and be friends. People keep asking my position, all the stuff that was said on Tucker, some of the things that went on, and my bottom line is I'm staying on target with getting the poison vaccines out, the fluoride in the water, stopping World War III, securing the border, you know, stopping the AI takeover. But what are some of the key points from that Tucker interview?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I agree with you. I think that there are people that there's victim mentality on the right too, people that constantly have to create issues and infight. And I've obviously been very interested in going after big cases, especially cases that suggest that the courts are corrupt. And I'm 100% focused on that. And I think I was grateful to go on Tucker's show because it showed, we got to a more broad audience to really discuss what it was about the Macron series that has them so upset that they're doing something that's never been done in the history of the world. I mean, we covered very many topics. You know, Tucker and I, we are a target for the obvious reasons is we've been very effective in standing up to the state of Israel. We've never seen this many people turn away from Israel as what happened in the last, I would say, 2 years. The polls show that support against Israel has effectively collapsed over the last 2 years. And I think that's in large part thanks to people like Dave Smith, Tucker Carlson, people like me. We've survived cancellations for saying those things. And of course, also we rose to just meet the moment, which is what's happening in Gaza, put a lens on all of this stuff. And so I'm interested in obviously working with people that have our eyes and our perspective on fighting the corruption of the state. You know, this is what really matters. And for me as a mom, the kid stuff is the most important.
Well, let's talk about Israel the time we have left. Look, I'm not an Israel phobe, but I am a big opponent of Netanyahu. And Israel's been manipulating our internal policies, but mainly foreign policy, at least for a long time. That's not debatable. Powerful lobby. But with the vacuum of the Democrats so disheveled and their funding down and their record low approval rating, the Israel lobby really is making a move on our domestic operations. I mean, just look at the trying to cut the FEMA funds to any municipality or state that, you know, criticize Israel. I mean, this is real tyranny. Imagine if China was lobbying and saying, if you criticize communist China, you know, the government's going to come after you in the U.S. I mean, we hear about foreign powers all the time. Israel's really making a move on the U.S. right now, and it's supercharging the awakening to Israel. I mean, Israel's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, without question. And there's no way back from it. So it doesn't matter if they're trying to now pass laws so that kids learn about October 7th in the classroom. Completely ridiculous. Would never happen for any other country that had an event. It doesn't matter that brainwashing that I think we went through in the classroom as well. Textbooks, by the way, that Robert Maxwell had an interest in. And I've been unpacking that on my series. Really, our history with Israel is something that once you get into the history, how can you ever but support this nation? And I want to be very clear to the people that are on the fence here and go, oh, well, you know, we all learn that we have to support Israel. God will bless those who support Israel. If you are supporting a nation that will murder women and children in broad daylight and laugh at you and laugh at children that are starving because, I don't know, you think it's going to fill your bank account or it's some indulgence and you're going to get into heaven, you better know that if they need to, they will do the exact same thing to you and your family. Okay, you don't play with psychopaths. You don't. And there is no question in my mind that Bibi Netanyahu and the course people that support what he's doing or try to gaslight us about what's happening are indeed psychopaths. You have to be a psychopath to see children starving, crying, dying with limbs blown up and to lie about that and or to try to justify it by saying, well, on October 7th, Israel was busy that day and let down all their, I mean, very obvious to me, it was a false flag operation, which means you're even more of a psychopath. They'll kill their own citizens. You don't think they're going to kill you one day? You never help empower a psychopathic regime, ever.
Well,
because
we
it will come
Ambassador
back to
Huckabee
bite you
saying,
or your children in the ass.
Absolutely. We've got Ambassador Huckabee. I'll put the clip after you leave. saying Israel's the most humanitarian country in the world. They're doing the best job.
Oh, you got to let me see that clip. Let's go one more after. I know you have a break coming up. I got to see that clip. I haven't even seen it. I got to see it because that's what I mean. It's like, what do they have on these people? How do you do that? How do you sleep at night? You know, how do you have children and listen to that stuff? And how do you, when I tuck my kids that night, I imagine that scenario with bombs dropping and politicians pretending that's not happening. It's totally
all right,
demonic.
Well, we're back in a few minutes and with Candace Owens. I'll play this clip for her. Glad she's holding up. Over Candace Owens, CandaceOwens.com, and Real Candace O on X. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexofstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at TheAlexJonesStore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
gaslighting. And again, I don't want to attack Governor Huckabee now, Ambassador Huckabee. I agree with him on domestic policies, you know, a lot of stuff. But you can't then, as the ambassador to Israel, say Israel has the best human rights, the best military, the best for not targeting civilians, when without me even looking for it, there are new videos every few hours of Israelis shooting 5, 6, 7-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids, laughing, blowing their heads off, blowing their genitals off, bombing women and children trying to get food with drones, with hand grenades. And the world sees this. And now Netanyahu says he's going to take all of Gaza and, I guess, push them into the ocean. And I'm not supporting what Hamas did. Candace pointed out, why did Israel stand down? You don't hear about an investigation of that. This is how Netanyahu stays in power. I know a lot of Israelis, all their former defense ministers and intelligence ministers, have gone public saying it needs to stop. But Netanyahu's charging ahead. And then you've got an enabler, really a sycophant, like Huckabee. Here's two clips of him, two short clips from the same interview yesterday where he says, well, you'll see it for yourself. Here it is.
I'll tell you this. If Israel is committing genocide, Mark, they're really bad at it. They're terrible at doing genocide, just like they're terrible at doing apartheid. This is the only real democracy in this part of the world where people vote, elect their own officials. They have free speech. They have freedom of movement. It's an extraordinary country. And one of the reasons that America and Israel have such a relationship is because we share the foundations of Western civilization, based, by the way, on a Judeo-Christian moral foundation. They're not perfect, but neither is any other country on earth. But the Israelis do a doggone good job of trying to protect innocent human life. They do an amazing job of trying to prevent collateral damage. And I wish that they would get credit for some of the things their military does to protect Gazans, the civilians. No other country, including the United States, takes the steps they take to try to minimize. The insanity that we're dealing with right now is that there are so many European nations, so many Americans who are angry at Israel for the suffering in Gaza. Mark, there is one reason that there is suffering in Gaza. It's the same reason that 1,200 people were massacred on October the 7th. It's the same reason that 250 people were taken hostage. 50 of them continue to be held hostage and tortured. And that's because of Hamas. They're a terror organization, and they've acted like it. And all of this time, Israel has done everything it can. They've made I don't know how many different offers in order to get the hostages out to end this. Hamas always walks away, always says no, and for some crazy reason, the Europeans and people around the world are blaming Israel for this. I can't get my arms around what the rationale is, but it doesn't make any sense.
Candace, rarely have I seen such staggering gaslighting.
Yeah, you know, it's funny to hear him go through those talking points because I recognize those talking points in myself. Like, I used to work for PragerU, a Zionist organization. And truly, when I said it, I was just ignorant. Like, Israel wasn't, this is what I was told. And now, obviously, I appreciate going backwards that this is an organization that was put together by an IDF unit, right? The CEO is literally worked in intelligence at the IDF. And I believed those talking points because you're like, why would people lie to me about that? It's the only democracy in the Middle East. It's the most humane army in the world. They all say the same thing. Now, when it comes to him, though, he's not saying that out of ignorance. He is saying that because he wants to gaslight us. He would have more access than most to what's actually happening in Israel. And like you said, all you have to do is scroll your Twitter feed and you can see what's happening. The entire world is saying what's happening is wrong, right? Bibi Netanyahu should have been arrested were it not for the fact of that Americans are corrupt, and that perhaps what Muammar Gaddafi was saying in his last speech before Tony Blair and co took him out was true. Right. That this is all just one big mirage, that the idea of the United Nations and that they were going to come together and make sure that that we were doing the moral thing going forward. The whole idea that we needed sort of international democracy is a farce. It's a lie. It's an illusion. And in fact, these courts were put together to allow certain countries, Israel and America included, and France and the UK, to do whatever they wanted, and to exert full control over the rest of the world. That is why we've had a repeat humane policy of blowing up millions of Muslims every year.
And then opening the borders, up with the UN and bringing them in. So I agree. I don't like what Israel's doing, and it's terrible. But then what about
Syria? By the way, it's not just, I want to say this, not just what they're doing here, what they're doing in Congo, what they're doing in Syria, what they're doing to Armenia right now. They're expanding their borders and mass murdering Christians everywhere, to be clear.
Then paradoxically, the left, Soros, using this to energize the communist movements that want to destabilize the U.S. What about the threat of Islam? And I know Israel's actually stirring it up, and so is the U.S., and that's been the policy in bringing them in. But paradoxically, I just because I'm against what Israel's doing, I'm also extremely concerned about Islam. I know you are as well. So what do we do about this?
Yeah, let's be very clear, and this is a deeper question that we have to ask. Why is it that all of these people that were assets, why do you and I both know that the CIA has been funding these radical Islamists for a very long time? They give them weaponry, and then they go, oh my God, they became problematic. Suddenly, they're extremely problematic. Yeah, we funded those people, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, yeah, we worked with all those people, and we funded all of these militant groups. And yeah, Israel admitted that they funded al-Nusrat which is like al-Qaeda adjacent in Syria. They admitted that. They armed these militants and trained them. And then now they go, oh, these groups are radical. Right. What is ISIS? We need to get to the bottom of these questions. Again, it seems to me like the world is a stage. And this is why I do this with my book club. We need to go back and we need to understand history, because this stuff has been going on for a very long time. Tricks are being played on us. You've got Operation Mockingbird. We've got the textbooks that are just propagandist.
Well, the dictator of Syria, backed by Israel, NATO,
the
Biden administration in Turkey, is the former leader of Al-Qaeda and is purging Christians.
Yeah, exactly. And so they are not telling Americans this because our press is bought and paid for and they're told that they have to support Israel. But that is the reality. The mass murder of Christians, Israel is okay with it. They funded it. Everything that happened in Syria, all the neocons applauded it, right? Assad was protecting the Christians. The neocons applauded when he went down. And we said, this is going to lead to the mass murder of Christians. And now it's happening. And they're gaslighting us again. They're gaslighting us and saying, oh, Islam is the problem. Okay, radical Islam. Who's funding that? Who keeps funding radical Islam?
It's a clash of civilizations, totally engineered. And so I just learned this earlier. The here it is from the DHS.gov. Homeland Security Advisory Council members that created the memo that went out earlier in the week to the states and counties and cities saying, if you criticize Israel in any way, you will have your funding cut for hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, earthquakes. Mark Levin is on the board and made those decisions. I mean, talk about being a foreign agent. I bet he's Mossad.
Yeah, I love that Trump calls him a patriot. Yeah, he's a patriot, just not a patriot for America. He's a patriot of Israel. And again, just him tweeting that, it just makes a mockery of all of his supporters. And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be duped. It doesn't feel good because we're all so passionate about Trump and we truly believed that he wanted to eradicate the deep state. It doesn't feel good to know that the left and the right are in lockstep in many ways, right? We have to stop this false paradigm, this paradigm of left versus right, the false dichotomy here of choice, and to recognize that we are fighting the state. I truly believe that we are fighting a military state, effectively. The military has been in control for a very long time. They run influence campaigns as well. A lot of these people that you think are coming out of nowhere, and are just tech people that they built this in their basements. No, this is all military tech. And we've been and now we're being enslaved by tech. And yeah, it's global collusion. It's very obvious that it's global collusion. And at the center of everything that is happening, and let me say this before they passed a new definition of anti-Semitism, as HIS has been doing and America is trying to adopt across college campuses. But you would be a fool not to notice that Israel seems to be at the center of all of these stories.
Well, did you see the head of Meta censorship where she said, we're Zionists, we run the censorship at all the big tech companies, and now we're going to change the definition. If you even criticize Israel or Zionism, we're going to get you banned and debanked and shut down. And if you say we're censoring you, we're going to censor you in the same breath, and it's so villainous, and I don't even want to be in this position. And then you've got, that's an echo of Sacha Baron Cohen 5 years ago at the ADL gala. Now they have the ADL bill progressing through that you mentioned that will literally just shut down anybody that even criticizes Israel. That's going to create a Streisand effect. Don't they see it's having the opposite effect? Speaking of that, here's Sacha Baron Cohen saying arrest Mark Zuckerberg when he wouldn't give the ADL full control. He was censoring, but their boards were telling the feds who were telling Facebook who to do it. They trained a lot of Facebook and Instagram censors and others. And but here they were at the gala. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but saying it. Maybe it's time to jail these people. And notice Cohen says, and so did Greenblatt in the same gala, well, Russians got Trump elected. And so anybody that's criticizing us going after Trump, they need to be put in jail. So see, they're merging. Everybody's a Russian agent. And so you deserve to be censored. That's mainly from the left. But also, oh, if you criticize Israel, we're going to censor you. And it's all the same agenda out of the ADL. Here it is.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again, and you go to jail. And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook. On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
Now notice, that's a script 5 years ago. I'll play a short clip of Jordana Cutler, the head of censorship at Meta, in a moment, saying the same thing. So we're going to censor you, and if you say we're censoring you, you're anti-Semitic. No, you're a Jewish group trying to censor us, hiding behind that, and literally we all need to go to jail. I mean, this is pretty scary.
Absolutely. There's no question that's scary. It's terrifying. And what should terrify us the most is that our government is complicit. Like, Trump is allowing the ADL to take over his administration. He's allowing this to happen to American citizens. That's why I said they have rendered him effectively impotent. And let's be clear, the IDF minister, about a year ago, got up and said, we need to go after Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. We've had these spokespeople like David Friedman get on stage and call for the arrest of Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson. There was some weird operation that was happening across Southern churches, Southern Baptist churches, where I showed, it was like Operation Mocking Pastor, where they all got on stage on the same Sunday. I had done nothing with Tucker Carlson, and they started saying, you know, you shouldn't listen. They were preaching to their constituents, you shouldn't listen to Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, always grouping us. I hadn't done a show in 2 years until last week, right? And so it's very clear that they are worried that people are waking up to what they are. They are speech censors. The ADL has always been speech censors. The history of the ADL is very dark. It involves Jewish gangsters in America. You should recognize that the ADL was founded on gangsters who wanted to control the reputations of people that were up to no good. Okay. And that's what they've always done.
A pedophile that tortured and killed a little girl.
Oh, that's exactly right. And they still to this day lie about the Leo Frank case. And despite all of their power and blackmail operations, they still couldn't wipe the stain of what Leo Frank did to that Catholic girl, right? It's stunning that they still try to tell this lie of what Leo Frank did to Mary Fagan. That's who you're speaking about. And so we will do the exact opposite. And you are correct. They will come in. They will come inward. They will try arrest. These people are dangerous. Many of these people are descendants of Bolsheviks, right? Like, literally the descendants of Bolsheviks who came over here after they tried to assassinate the Tsar. And people were angry about them trying to kill a Christian.
When Trotsky got run out, the Trotskyites created the neocons. That's on record, folks.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. These are dangerous people. Okay, they will lie, steal, murder. Get into your history books, guys. Learn about who Emma Goldman was. These people came here and they started the labor unions. Okay, you look into the story of who shot Henry Frisk. Right, fortunately, he survived that. But it was a demented commie from Emma Goldman who came over here. She was behind Margaret Sanger, abortion. These people are psychotic. It is a death cult. I am telling you this. When you get into history of these people that came over into our country specifically, and now they are recognizing that too many people are waking up to this history of crushing speech, of being willing to murder people to get what they want, right? Murder people to achieve power. At their core, they are commies. They are liars.
Well, I mean, and now we've got if you live in a blue city or state and there's a hurricane or tornado, you're not going to get helicopter rescue because what your state rep said. Let's play this last clip because I think got to go soon, but this is, Jordana Cutler. This is the head of Meta censorship. And she literally.
And TikTok. They have TikTok too. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And here she is saying, we're going to censor people. We're going to expand the definition of anti-Semitism to ban people if you criticize Zionism. And then she says, we're in control of censorship, but if you say it, we're going to censor you. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. In addition to my work leading the Israel public policy team, I created a new role specifically focused on the Jewish diaspora. It is a privilege to represent Meta to Jewish communities worldwide. I am proud that Meta's commitment to addressing anti-Semitism on our platforms has remained steadfast, especially after October 7th. Our policies are industry-leading in protecting Jewish people and Israelis on our platforms. Our community standards include policies that prevent harassment, violence, and incitement, and include a robust framework to combat anti-Semitism. Our hateful conduct policy includes specific protections for Israelis and Jews. We banned Holocaust denial and distortion back in 2020. We changed industry thinking on this issue, designating denial as hate speech rather than misinformation. It wasn't just about facts, it was about protecting people from harmful conduct. We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media, and we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
So we do not allow people to say we censor, and that's why we censor them. I mean, who writes these speeches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the whole point. And you have to be clear. These people are psychologically violent, okay? They are, like, trained to be like this. They gaslight in the face of overwhelming evidence, getting back to what's happening in Israel right now. And they will start censoring people. We have seen this. If people start to take notice of this and going, wait a second, you literally just said that you have all this power. Now me saying that you have power is anti-Semitism? You're actually, the TikTok woman that they just put in charge of speech as well, a TikTok, same thing. She did a whole thing about how she's a Zionist, how she went and served in the IDF. And they admitted this. They are taking control. The ADL, John Greenblatt, admitted they are taking control of all of these social media companies because they want to make sure that we are Zionists. Don't forget that you have the former prime minister of Israel on camera before he became prime minister showing that they were editing Wikipedia to make sure that it had a Zionist bent. Okay, they are ahead of us in the information war. I actually never appreciated you calling your show The Information War until I started researching Zionism. Truly. And now I'm like, no, it's been an information war and they are ahead of us, but it's all coming down, right? And they have lied for so long that it seems to be snapping back very quickly.
Well, that was my final question.
Go, wait a second.
That was my final question. Israel's not the only issue out there, but there's a lot of other big ones, but it is the big issue. People have really, you know, gotten their attention focused on this. I just want peace. I don't want Israel blown up and pushed in the ocean. A lot of Israelis don't like what's happening, but this behavior by these lobbies, it is accelerating the whole world. Gallup poll shows that Israel seems the most dangerous country in the world right now. I wouldn't say that. I'd say China. You think it is, maybe because they want to go to this Iran thing, but I even had Michael Savage on a month ago. He's pro-Israel. He's a really smart guy, but he said, no, Netanyahu needs to go. This is going to end up destroying Israel. So how do you see this unfolding and closing?
It's not just a Netanyahu problem, right? Look at everybody who has supported this. It's not just a Netanyahu problem. You can remove Netanyahu and this would still be an issue, right? These laws were getting passed when Netanyahu wasn't in power. He was on camera speaking about their plan to hit Palestine so hard, to hit Gaza so hard that the Palestinians couldn't go back. That's now an actuality. Right. So we have to stop pretending like one individual leaving is going to transform this from a radical state. It's radical from its genesis. It was radical from its genesis. They forced people out of their homes at gunpoint in 1948. They didn't offer them money and say, well, this territory we're now giving to somebody else and we're going to have to politely ask you to leave and please pack your bags and we'll give you a year to find out where to go and $1 million. OK, it was at gunpoint. These were terrorist organizations, Ergun, the Stern Gang. They were gangsters that got this done, gangsters that then wiped out the UK, going back to Robert Maxwell, their pension fund, pretending that you're running the Mirror Group when you're actually stealing from British citizens who worked their entire lives for that pension.
It's insane.
Same thing in America, Jeffrey Epstein.
We're out of time, Candace, but I got to get one short clip in. This just came out today, in the last hour. Just in, Trump states that he did not know that Ghislaine Maxwell was removed to club fed minimum security prison at all. He defended the action but said he was unaware of the move. How much does he know? He's also said that you know, he doesn't know about any of these grand juries now finally convened on the Russiagate hoax coup. So here's this clip. I want you to, in closing, respond to this.
Questions for you. One, were you aware of and did you personally approve the prison transfer for Ghislaine Maxwell that your Justice Department?
I didn't know about it at all. No, I read about it just like you did.
And do you believe that she is
not a very uncommon thing?
Do you believe that she's credible to be listening to? Your Deputy Attorney General sat down with her recently.
Well, he's a very talented man. His name is Todd Blanche. He's a very legitimate person, very high. I just a very highly thought of person, respected by everybody. And I didn't talk to him about it, but I will tell you that whatever he asked would be totally appropriate, and it's not an uncommon thing to do that. And I think he probably wants to make sure that, you know, people that should not be involved or aren't involved are not hurt by something that would be very, very unfortunate, very unfair to a lot of people.
And now, Ghislaine Maxwell told DOJ Trump never did anything concerning anything around her. So people are saying this doesn't look too good, Candace, but I never saw any evidence of Trump as she's saying. So why red carpenter? Because somebody in his orbit is connected.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It feels like they went in there and will you agree to say this, say that? We'll move you to a nice cushiony prison, you know, so you can live out the rest of your sentence. He's going to pardon her, by the way. That's coming down the pipeline. And like I said, it's just sad to see this. It's just, it genuinely makes me sad because I devoted so many years to getting out there and campaigning for Trump. I truly believed him. And I just feel like the scales are falling off of my eyes here. And I'm just realizing there is no entity that has more power than the Israel lobby in America and all around the world, by the way. France is fighting this too. People locked up for anti-Semitism, for telling the truth. Like, you can literally go to prison if you tell the truth, if it points to a larger conspiracy about who has control. So it's not just America that's fighting this. But I don't know. We have to look towards the future. People that are willing to stand up to this are the people that should be platformed. And I think in the future, it will become a litmus test.
All right. Candace Owens. CandaceOwens.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. That was a powerful interview. So many big subjects there. And remember, most people are scared to cover all these topics. We'll go wherever the truth is, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm very concerned about this Epstein stuff, but I'm very happy about Kennedy and banning all the mRNA vaccines. I'm going to come back, play that, get into that, get into how they torched L.A. and how Mel Gibson's right. I got the deep dive on that and so many other big subjects. Next hour, remember, you fund this operation. And we bring you great products that make it easy for you to do that. So for those of you that have been on the fence, most people that order our products reorder them. Over 80% with Methylene Blue, 70%+ of the other supplements. We have a deal running right now. They will end tomorrow night at midnight. It has to. So a lot of the products are getting close to selling out. All the Methylene Blue, all the other great supplements, buy one, get one free. That goes for the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it. Amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. We're changing history together. Thank you so much for backing this truth in all of our common defense against tyranny. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free deal about to end. We're going to start the third hour. Stay with us and share those live feeds.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition Murdered Out InfoWars shirt at TheAlexJonesStore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic, and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition, and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexofstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Where the truth leads me, and I'm not scared to go after Israel. I've proven that. I just understand the big picture and all the other pieces, and I know there's a bigger globalist manipulation behind it all. But Israel is making a real run at taking over the U.S. government, and General Flynn has never been anti-Israel. He definitely doesn't like the jihadis, neither do I. But as Candace Owens said, it's the CIA, it's MI6, it's Mossad. They don't even hide it. I mean, back on 9/11, I exposed Mossad and CIA all over the supposed hijackers and the passport being found, all the rest of it. Two of them, actually, pure crap. Actually, more, four of them, because, I'm going to get into that again later. There's been some new developments. But two on the scene, and then two bags didn't go through magically when they hijacked, so their passports were in the bags. I mean, come on, people. You had everything else to it. It's just ridiculous. Netanyahu obviously was working with the neocons back then at that time. He was prime minister then as well. And Flynn said right after October 7th, we got the clip coming up. He sent it to me last week to point it out. He predicted all that was coming and that Israel would actually go in and take over all of Gaza and try to drag us into a full war with Iran. And then here we are years later. They're doing it. He just went on the war room with Bannon's war room and says he now has the intel and the proof that the Israeli soldiers were told to stand down right before it. Well, obviously, where it's an armed camp, very proficient military, one of the best, and the biggest surveillance state in the world per square foot. That's hands down. 7.5 hour at least total stand down, where Israelis that weren't in on it, former military stuff, jumped in their cars and drove across the country to get there and try to save people. And I certainly don't defend October 7th. No need to exaggerate and say they were raping babies and cutting their heads off. No, they were shooting them and blowing stuff up and doing terrible stuff. But it doesn't then say you can greenlight all this. Now Flynn has come out with the receipts. So we'll hit that, both what he said right after October 7th and now what he just said today. show, I had all the Kennedy stuff and all this other good stuff Trump's doing by extension, because I just want to be balanced, because I'm overall thankful Trump's there, and I'm like jealously for our country trying to keep any of these special interests, big pharma, Israel, you know, any globalist groups from coming in and getting in the way of our agenda. But I do it from a position of love of the country and of freedom and justice, because I don't want to be associated with the people who have had the religion, and it's what it is, of hating Jews. And because I can be mad at what Israel does and what the ADL does and oppose it. But I've also, through the years, been on here 31 years, seen the people that all they do is hate Israel, all they do is hate Jews, and then I've had to make up stuff about me, my family, lie about me, be really nasty, and I just want to be clear, I'm not with those people. And then when I'm against what Israel's doing, I'm not with the Muslims. You see what I mean? I don't like the Nazis, I don't like the Islamicists, and I don't like what the Israelis are doing, and I don't like what the communist Chinese are doing, but I'm not anti-Chinese. And I come at that because I really care about everybody. And you can see the clash of civilizations being set up. Netanyahu and these interests know this is accelerating towards total war. And they know the whole world is turning against Israel. And then that'll make all the Jews support Israel even more. And it is a way to get power. And it's a major miscalculation by the higher level people and the mid level people and the low level people that think that they're going to get more power and gravitas out of this. When I say the highest level, there's even a higher level above that. And I know it's a scientific, anti-human, satanic, off-world influence. And that's what we're really dealing with at the end of the day. And we got to thread the needle on this, and I'll do the best job I can. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
General Flynn just went on the war room with Steve Bannon and dropped a major bombshell. Now, he's been the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's been a high-level general. He's worked a lot in the Middle East, been in Israel a ton, been to their command bases, their intelligence operations, to their front lines in the Gaza Strip, and he has a lot of contacts there. And he said just a month or so after October 7th, that it was clearly a stand down. And Netanyahu's even admitted that. He blamed the generals. They blamed him. And they said, well, we'll find out after this war is over. Well, they intend for it to never end, basically. And so now Flynn has come out and said the bombshell information, Israeli soldiers were told to stand down on October 7th at the exact hours, called it an inside thing, and says investigators still can't explain what happened. But now he's got sources that they were told to stand down. Obviously they were. I mean, the most square foot surveilled three levels of fences, cameras, motion sensors, forward-looking bases in that key area hit in Israel by Gaza. The month before, they went into the different settler communities and disbanded their private security that had been there forever and made them turn in their high-powered guns. Why would you do that? And again, Hamas, totally psychotic. What do you think is going to happen when you go in there and do all this and then hold these hostages? And then Hamas is showing starving Israelis on TV right when the world's turning against Israel and their actions. Well, look, we got a starving Israeli. I mean, it's the people running Israel are doing everything they can to turn the world against Israel. The people running Hamas are doing everything they can to turn people against them. And then you know that billions and billions of dollars by Netanyahu has been given to Hamas. That's not even debated. And this is sick. There is sick evil above Hamas, above Netanyahu, manipulating this. And we need to think to the next level. Why is this going on? Why do they have the head of censorship at Meta say, we're Zionists, we run the censorship here and the other big tech platforms, and we're going to kick anybody off and censor anybody that criticizes Israel anyway, and if you say we're censoring you, we're going to censor you. We have the power, we're censoring you, we're the ones doing it, and if you say it, we're going to shut you down. I'm like, you couldn't write a script worse. Trump, don't ask about Epstein. He didn't do anything wrong. He killed himself. There was nothing going on. It's all a hoax. What in the hell is that? And then Trump wonders every press conference he gets hit with this now. It happened again today. And I said a month ago, I said, this is going to blow up in his face. I've never seen any evidence of him connected to this. He's not the type of guy that would ever want to be ensnared in something like that, much less isn't into kids. And I have all the backstory. Then why? Candace Owens, she's a big Trump critic. She's like, no evidence of him ever with, you know, Epstein Island going to be in a cult. Trump wants to take over the system and be the boss. He doesn't want to go be an initiation ritual to be controlled. There is zero evidence of Trump ever doing anything illegal with Epstein. I'm not here defending him. I am an expert. I'm the first guy ever to cover this on record. It doesn't make sense until you pull back and go, oh, the manipulators, with all their war games and all their AI and all their Hegelian dialectic, are brewing up this big global conflagration that Albert Pike wrote about over 140 years ago, the Third World War, starting in Israel. And I am just sitting back going, whoa. And people are like, oh, we'll blow Israel up. We'll drive them into the ocean. Oh, what, then embrace Islam? You understand? We are faced on all sides by evil leadership. And then Trump gets asked about Gaza today. Hey, are you going to support Netanyahu? He's totally taking over. He goes, well, that's up to him. I'm not involved. Well, when the world sees that, and Israel goes from super unpopular to ultra unpopular, and then the world starts attacking Israel, we're drug into it. And again, Israel probably has 1,000 high-tech nuclear weapons. I want to explain to all the idiots out there that just dream about blowing up Israel. They're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, unless we go into the Samson option in total nuclear war. Just like we better stop having NATO start a fight with Russia. You go, well, what do we do about Gaza? We expose that Israel founded it. We expose Netanyahu funded them massively. We go, this stinks. This is corrupt. The fuse is lit. And we approach it from a real perspective. We don't sit there and make up a bunch of extra stuff about Israel and then come at it from a perspective of hate. You got to come to it from a perspective of really trying to disarm this bomb. This man, I'm concerned. I mean, and you've got every former Israeli intelligence chief, all their former top generals. I mean, I've seen videos where like 50 of them are saying, Netanyahu, stop, stop, stop. People go, well, in some polls, 80% of the Israelis support it. Oh, okay, because they are whipped up into all of this and had thousands of missiles rain down on them. It's tribalism. The Muslims are whipped up into this. The Israelis are whipped up into this. And I'm with Rand Paul. I'm like, I don't want to give money to Egypt. I don't want to give money to Iran. I don't want to give money to Israel. None of it. Just all of it just stirs it up. You guys want to blow each other up, you go do it. I am sick of Israel and Iran and the Palestinians and all, and then the thing came out last year, Netanyahu wants to ship them here. I don't want to be, I got other stuff that's important to cover, like the Democrats and the globalists burning down the Palisades, as I predicted, and taking it over, and it's all come out. I've got serious stuff to cover here. But Israel is and Islam, that whole area is like a black hole sucking the world into it. And I guess the Bible tells us in Daniel and then in other books, and then it tells you and it repeats, and then you've got Revelation. And I guess just down the road, we've just got to have this nuclear war, and, you know, 1/4 of the world population being killed, and God didn't intervene, no flesh would be saved. I just don't know anymore. So, Israel stood down. You cannot debate it. And it's confirmed, and we're just supposed to forget about that. No, General Flynn is saying we need to focus on it because it's the truth. And Flynn is not even anti-Israel. And it's not like we say that so we don't get attacked. I get attacked the most by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've had the ADL attacking me for about 28 years. And they're involved in the background, the lawsuits, the attacks, the deplatforming. They ran my deplatforming to a great extent. They brag about it. And people say, well, then why don't you, hate them and come after them? I'm not giving them what they want. That's why they want me off the air. Because I want a big tent on policy so people can't hide behind what group they're in and oppose my policies. And my policies are common sense policy proposals that are well thought out and well researched that benefit the Gazans, the Israelis, the Russians, the Chinese, the American people, all of us. We have to have a Renaissance system. We have to stop the barbarism. We have to stop the conquest economies. We have too many weapons, too many people. We have unlimited resources. The globalists are all about cutting off resources. So we fight with each other for heaven's sakes. Klaus Schwab brags about it. The Club of Rome brags about it. They all brag how they're cutting off the resources so we all start killing each other. We're not going to make it on this trajectory, people. And where this is going is total economic collapse and nuclear hellfire. And if that doesn't get us, we'll all be rendered obsolete, turned into jellyfish with the AI. We have to admit we are in an existential crisis. We have to admit this. And we have to admit that we have to stand up for our own sovereignty, stand up for our own group when we're under attack, because they put us in compartmentalization, so we are the stereotypes they put us into. We have to reject all political correctness and its controls. And then the right wing has this thing about Israel that they get us to accept censorship. No, we reject that too. I have no guilt about Israel. I've done nothing to Jews. I've done nothing but promote peace and goodness and humanity. I've tried to be Christ-like. And God knows I'm fallen, but I've been way more Christ-like than most people in the media. Most people just infight and care about who's the biggest and all that crap. I don't want to be the biggest. I want to become obsolete because people really wake up. I want to hang up my guns. Not because I don't like doing my job, but because that's when we've won. I've been invited to Russia to meet with Putin. I've been invited to Israel to meet with their leaders many times. I've been invited to go to Oxford and meet with the top people there. I've been invited by all power structures to go work for them. They sent an Israeli operative 15 years ago, posing as a journalist, and then basically were just there to say, hey, And I said, no. And it was like, well, who do you work for? I work for me. Really, that's what we think. Wow, that's scary. You really do all this yourself. Yeah, who makes decisions? Me. And that was Jeff Goldberg from The Atlantic, a spook. Scared of me. Scared of me in the office. Went to dinner with him, shaking. Acting totally paranoid. Because, see, none of these people work for themselves. None of these people are real leaders. They see a real leader, and they don't know what to do, that Alex Jones calls the shots. And you out there, you call the shots with what you support, what you say, what you do, what you stand for. And so I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalist. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, the local radio that's syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble. And understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. And you've got to understand the office all of you have, whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Protestant, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Jew, whether you're an agnostic, whatever you are, wherever you are, you better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature, and I'm a sinner, and I have my struggles. But I love God, and I love justice, and I love truth. And I can't look at any child, whether they're an African child, or a Latino child, or a white child, or Jewish, or Catholic, or Chinese. I can't look at a little child and not want them to have freedom and justice and competition and a shot at being all they can be. I don't want to suppress people so I can rule a bunch of idiots. That's the globalist plan. Because the globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. And not ever let the people cheating trick us into attacking them because of what group they are or what color they are, but attack the fraud, attack the sin, attack the lies. And that's why I've been the most attacked of anybody in media. That's why I said and did the things when they would come after you so hardcore, because I did it from a position of love. All hell broke loose when I stuck at Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to ever get footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison. But because the country and the grand juries weren't completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. I'm not like John Gotti, the Teflon Don who did all that corrupt stuff and kept laughing when they caught him on tape about how he kept getting out of stuff. I'm not full of chutzpah. I'm not full of bravado. Oh, it's the opposite. None of this is me. Other than I made the decision to take on this mission God gave me. I made the decision to fully commit to it. I made the decision. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny. In your hands, and I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds. My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth. Because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. You're living in a fantastic universe. You are living in wonderment all around you. We should be on our faces before God, thanking him for consciousness. Let's go to Flynn right after October 7th and go to him today with his bombshell information. Here it is.
Either Netanyahu was aware, and I, you know, I'm not going to allege that right now. His Southern Zone, and I have called for this, his Southern Zone commander, the commander of the IDF, and the commander or the leader of his intelligence forces, they should all be removed from those positions pending the outcome of a major serious investigation to determine what caused the breakdown of security on the 7th of October. Because now, fast forward to, you know, we're getting ready to go into the third month of this thing. Doesn't look like it has any happy ending, and it looks like it's going to go on and on. And we have all kinds of weapon systems being used against U.S. forces now throughout that region. So this thing is getting really bad, and it's because there was a decision made to have a security stand down on the 7th of October for 7 hours on the southern zone of Israel up against the fence line of Gaza Strip. And I'm telling you, folks, that wasn't done out of happenstance. That's not a coincidence. Somebody made that decision. Don't know whether it's Netanyahu that made it, his Southern Zone commander who made it. Somebody made it, because there's no way in the world for the security breakdown that the Israelis had on that day.
And General Flynn, you were telling me when we were eating lunch that you've been there. You've been given tours. You've been up on the towers.
I've walked it. I know what their intelligence, I know what their security system is made of. And I know the levels that they go through. They have multiple layers of defenses. They have multiple layers of electronic detection systems. They have drones. They have balloons. They have people watching them from all sorts of cameras. It is one of the most secure borders in the world, if not the most secure.
So this is a major scandal.
Oh, it's a huge scandal. And that's why I say, like, we've got to fight this war, and we've got to figure out, you know, we got to be very careful about we don't get dragged into something that we don't want. And there is a lot of people in Washington, D.C., the Uniparty, that wants us to just have this endless war where it's just a big racket of war, and they make a lot of money, and they make a lot of money off the U.S. taxpayers.
Where do people find your... That's like a month after October 7th now. Here he is today with even more information. But the key is at the end. They want to drag us into war, which indeed happened. That's pro-America telling the truth. That's General Flynn. Here's the latest update today.
And I know that there's some machinations, and there's got to be some big, big problems right now internal, and Netanyahu's dealing with it with the IDF. They're going to have to do some soul searching, and I mean immediate soul searching, because the 7th of October was a date, you know, that they still have not been able to, and there's an investigation going on, and I've already heard from some of the soldiers that were told to stand down and the exact hours. So something bad happened, and it was an inside thing. I don't know, you know, again, that's a bombshell right there. So the internal situation in Israel has got to be done with a...
Hold on, hang on. Whoa. Hang on. You can't drop a bomb like that. Mike Flynn, your former head of DIA, first national security advisor, President Trump, a revered figure globally. You're saying your sources are telling you on the investigation that they're trying to slow down and slow walk over there because we're coming up on the second anniversary of it. You're saying that you're hearing there's testimony or documents or actual evidence that certain elements of the Israeli military were told to stand down? Because I know from people I know, this is a very contentious area, and it's going to be explosive. Are you hearing the same thing?
Steve, you can go back to interviews that I did like the next day and the following week after October 7th in multiple broad alternative media, where I said something went wrong. Because, Steve, I have personally walked that border. I have been down at those areas, and I know the details of how the Israelis, one of the most secure borders in the world, how they do their operations. So I know that. So something broke down, and it wasn't because of mistakes. So that's number one. This internal machinations that are going on right now, what's going to have to happen? They're going to have to come to grips with this, because I'm going to tell you, the American people, they're getting tired of it. They're getting tired of of this constant, you know, Israel, Israel, Israel. I mean, I'm the biggest fan. I'm the biggest fan. I have been to Israel many times. I have, you know, served alongside them. I have done things with them, certainly on the intelligence side. So I'm their biggest fan, but the American people are not. And the American people are so tired of all of the craziness and our involvement in these things
So General Flynn, who's pro-Israel, has talked to Israeli military that are upset about what Netanyahu's doing, saying, look, there's an investigation going on, and we were told to stand down. You can put that in the bank. Confirmed, General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor, who's worked closely with the IDF and intelligence, saying he has talked to the people that were ordered to stand down, and now they're bringing that out because they want Netanyahu to stop what he's doing in Gaza. Because even if you hate all the Gazans, this is destroying Israel in the eyes of the world. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few a few hours before you sleep. And a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Bunch of news I want to hit now, and so much more in the next hour. Let me start running through it. This Epstein gaslighting fiasco disaster that's driven down Trump's poll numbers last month, as I predicted, and the hole getting dug deeper and deeper the first couple of weeks of it. Now Trump reversing, you know, releasing that Epstein was an FBI informant. Now it's coming out that Trump was the first with a whistle on him. We already knew that, but in my investigation, that's on record. 20 years ago, Epstein interviewing Wolf, the guy that hates Trump, didn't release it till now, where Epstein's, yeah, I don't like Trump. He's the guy that, you know, first called the feds on me because he was pissed off because he was stealing Trump's employees and hitting on 14-year-olds at the club that he kicked him out. Roger Stone reported all that in 2015. So I don't see any evidence, just like Candace Owens is a good researcher. She doesn't see it. But then I have to say, this looks really suspicious. They send the DOJ in. They meet with her, the deputy attorney general, a few weeks ago, and now she's shipped to Texas to the hands-down nicest federal prison. And it's like a companion dog, service dog training facility. But then you've got Hunter Biden servicing in all these interviews, spewing all his BS. Hunter Biden states that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania to Trump, a lie so egregious that Melania's lawyers just successfully secured a retraction from the Daily Beast for reporting such. Now, what did I say right when this broke over a month ago? I said, you watch. They're going to recycle the Jane Does that turned out to be not even real people. Five of them. They're going to recycle Melania being a hooker that worked for Epstein. They did that 8.5 years ago, 9 years ago. That wasn't true. The modeling agency was owned by Trump. Epstein had nothing to do with it. And then all this other garbage. So I had a good idea when Bondi went and grabbed those files that they'd take anything out they didn't want, that the Democrats act like they were hiding, then drop a dime on themselves back in March. They go raid them. The FBI raids itself because they wouldn't give them up. And it was salted with crap about Trump, and I said, I bet it's recycled BS. I bet it's Melania and Epstein. There you go. But that's not the whole story. Trump made a deal with the CIA and the FBI because they said, look, he worked for us. We got to cover this up. It'll bring down the government. He's like, all right, let's move on, which I wouldn't have done because, as I said, before it even happened, I was surmising that back in March and April and May, they're going to stab you in the back, Trump, so fast. How many times do they have to do that until you figure it out? Who cares if it's a bunch of recycled crap? There's a bunch of other stuff they don't want to release, like the grand jury stuff and all the rest of it, which Maxwell and the Democrat judges are trying to block. So I balance all of this, and I look at it all, Trump has been innocent of any wrongdoing, but now by joining the cover-up, he's put himself in it. As I said, that Monday morning after it broke that Sunday evening, as I predicted. And now the Republicans are subpoenaing all the former FBI heads, even back to George W. Bush. That's when this all started. They're involved as well. The Democrats are like, whoa, whoa, no, no, we didn't know. We wanted whatever was in that New York file. We don't mean all this stuff. We want whatever Maureen Comey had over there. And Trump's like, they control the file. Brendan Clapper Comey. That's true. So I'm trying to figure this all out. But Trump got hit in a press conference again. Hey, why'd you put her in a nicer place after the DOJ met with her? I didn't know about that. Probably true. But Trump looks nervous when they ask him. And we knew this was going to be the Streisand effect of Streisand effects. The mother, the grandmother, the great-grandmother of all Streisand effects. And all the Neo-Q type people. No, it's quadrillion, zazillion, bazillion, quadrillion, infinity, beyond God level, JFK Jr. Messiah chess. And I said, no, it's not. And of course, I was right again. How's Hillary doing over at Gitmo right now? Oh, she never went there. So, we're winning, but barely. So stop thinking everything's invincible. Stop thinking we just sit down and whatever the administration says we do, because it's 50 trillion, gazillion, infinity, God level, times a billion, infinity, power, incredible, unbelievable. No. We're in a knockdown, dragout, 1,000-round heavyweight championship of the world. For the whole future of humanity and all the chips and all the marbles and our children's future. I know, because so many times behind the scenes and on air, we've changed the course. We've pushed it out of the globalist hands. We've wrestled on major issues only because we have a giant audience and the sources and the contacts and bust our asses. I've arm wrestled these people and beat them many, many times. I'm in the trenches. I am in the blood and the sweat and the guts and the stink. To quote Yoda, for 800 years, I've trained Jedi. 31 years in this fight's the equivalent. My own counsel will I keep. No, there's a civil war right now, the Trump administration, over the future of it. And I won't throw the baby out of the bathwater and take my ball and go home and be holier than thou and say, I'm done with this. No, I will continue to call balls and strikes, and I will continue to fight for our agenda, and I will celebrate the good, and I will push the good, and I will attack the bad mercilessly. And we know who's bad with all the pedophilia and crack and all the... I started looking at the Hunter Biden laptop when it first came out in 2019, 2020, and I mean, I was like looking at it, and I was like, I can't even tell the crew to look at this and investigate it. And I was just like, oh, my God, is it even legal to look at this stuff? I mean, it's pedo stuff, folks. And I just said, I said, somebody else is going to go through this. I stopped going through it after about a day. It would have taken me a month to go through it. I mean, you can only watch Hunter Biden jack off so many times or lay in bed with a bunch of look like 10-year-old kids. You know, it was celebration photos of them all half naked with covers on them. And you're just like, I mean, I'm tough, but not that tough. I mean, I can see him jerking his wiener in my mind right now. I probably going through like saw 20 times. He's like jerking off. I mean, good God. And then we've got this guy. I could have watched 100 more. And now, oh, he says Melania is with Epstein. They ought to sue his ass. Crackhead, pedophile. Your dad's screwing your sisters. And we know who the pedos are. Oh, yeah, that diary's real. Of course it is. Yeah, the stuff we're showing is nothing. I mean, in my life, you know, I had to do this job. But let me tell you, watching him jerk off's too much. and lay in beds with little kids. I'm having flashbacks. Get it off the screen. Here he is.
Epstein introduced Melania to Trump. The connections are, like, so wide and deep. Anyway, why do we think they don't want the files released? I don't know. I think, John, you know, that thing that John Holman says is, like, a long time ago, I think is the most accurate kind of assessment of them, which is everything is projection or confession. Everything. So when he puts out that tweet and he says, Epstein now is the Russia hoax or the Hunter Biden laptop?
The laptop from hell, which the Democrats swore came from Russia. No, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom.
Like, I wonder if it works. Do you know what I mean?
So finishing up on this summit, the good stuff the administration's doing, huge, wonderful developments. I mentioned at the first show, but I'm going to tell right now. Daily Beast apologizes and retracts article alleging Melania Trump, Jeffrey Epstein link. And that's in the files. Pure crap. Meanwhile, though, Ghislaine Maxwell told DOJ she never did anything concerning around her. Trump never did anything concerning, which is my own investigation. But why then was Trump in that press conference and you know, today defending her and defending where she was shipped and acting weird and wishing her well when she was convicted? What's really going on there? We actually exclusively, ladies and gentlemen, have footage obtained at the federal club fed in Texas. This is exclusive just for you of just the dining conditions in the facility. This is exclusive. This is what Ghislaine Maxwell is eating for dinner.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish. Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil. It was a very good system. Vinny was in charge of the tomato sauce.
Ah, oh, got the smoke.
That treat, the kinds of meat and meatballs.
What'd you put in there?
Veal. Beef and pork.
Ah, good, but you gotta have the pork.
Oh, that's the flavor.
I felt he used too many onions, but it was still a very good sauce.
Vinny, don't put too many onions in the sauce.
I didn't put too much onions in there. Oh, three small onions, that's all I did.
Three onions? How many cans of tomatoes you put in there?
I put two big cans.
You don't need three onions.
Johnny Dio did the meat. We didn't have a broiler, so Johnny did everything in pans. I used to smell up the joint something awful, and the hacks used to die, but he still cooked a great steak.
Vinny, how do you like yours?
Red. Medium rare.
Medium rare. Hmm. Aristocrat.
See, you know, when you think of prison, you get pictures in your mind of all those old movies with rows and rows of guys behind bars. But it wasn't like that for wise guys. It really wasn't that bad, except that I missed Jimmy. He was doing his time in Atlanta.
Vinny, give me two steaks while you're in there, all right, John? Sure enough, she goes in a bit.
I mean, everybody else in the joint was doing real time, all mixed together, living like pigs. But we lived alone. I mean, we owned the joint.
Well, battered them two son of a bitches.
Good.
You couldn't recognize them.
Good, they deserved it.
Even the hacks we couldn't bribe would never rat on the guys that we did.
The neighborhood had respect. People loved one another. Right. You left your doors open.
Sorry, it took so long. The skinny guard's getting to be a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that, Ben.
I took care of him.
All right, what'd you bring?
All right, bread.
Good. Fresh.
Vinny, I got your peppers and onions, salami, prosciutto, a lot of cheese.
Come on, what else?
Scotch.
Nice.
Some red wine.
Okay. Now we could eat.
I got some white, too.
Give me the white, too. Beautiful. Okay, boys, let's eat. Come on, Freddy, Vinny.
I'm after some more bread.
Tomorrow we eat sandwiches. You gotta go on a diet, Vinny.
Which is great, kid.
Believe me.
Only the exclusives for you before CNN says I put out fake news. That was satire and a joke where she stings actually much nicer. All right, let's talk about amazing things that are happening. RFK Jr., hands down, is risking his life, just like his uncle and his father, who were both killed by the very same deep state we face today. Power's been handed down to the very same people. It's only three generations. Follow it. from L.L. Emminster right through Rumsfeld right through to today. And to go over getting the fluoride out, getting the poison dyes out, going after the more dangerous pesticides and herbicides, getting all the mRNA vaccines in development banned. He was already doing it, and then they snuck around his back. He went and fired him. He just banned all 22 in development. They banned all the different animal ones that are killing the chickens. That already happened months ago. It goes on and on and on. They're getting the high fructose corn syrup out of the school lunch programs. They're getting all the, I mean, they are going after everything. It would take hours to go over it all. In fact, there's so much stuff he's doing good, I can't even keep track of it. They're going after the hospitals, killing healthy people for their organs. I mean, it's amazing. They banned all the mercury vaccines 3 days ago. That's basically all of them. You can't have that anymore. Directly linked to brain damage, all of it. And now 22. All of the new mRNA shots banned. HHS determines mRNA jabs for long COVID-19 pandemic. RFK sounds alarm on disturbing organ harvesting racket as well. RFK Jr. cancels $500 million mRNA research. HHS to prioritize safer vaccines and study vaccine alternatives. They're studying everything. 22 mRNA vaccines development contracts canceled. Boom. 22, baby. All of them when you look it up. Boom, boom. And they'll try to sneak more crap through and he'll go after them. He is battling a giant bureaucracy. California hospital concealed evidence linking catastrophic surge and stillbirths in COVID vaccine lawsuit alleges. Hell, the New England Medical Journal came out 4 years ago. 83% increase in miscarriages the first two trimesters. 25%, 26% increase in third trimester. We already know all this. It's incredible what they did to us. Gone in the snap. RFK Jr. and Maha end the decades-long candy and soda gravy train for people with SNAP cards. You say, well, that's the beginning of a social credit score. That's like Bloomberg wanting to ban salt. No, you can go get high fructose stuff. You're just going to spend your own money on it. And you've ever been in a line at the grocery store and seen people with their SNAP cards, and, I mean, it is Cocoa Puffs and Diet Coke and cupcakes and Twinkies, and they weigh 400 pounds, and they look like they're dying. And you see their little kid, you know, the kid's like 5 years old, weighs like 150 pounds, can hardly walk. No. It's good. So here's Kennedy on banning the deadly mRNA gene therapy that is not a vaccine. Here it is.
Hi, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here, your HHS secretary. At HHS, we have a division called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA. BARDA drives some of our most advanced scientific research. It funds developments of vaccines, drugs, diagnostics, and other tools to fight emerging diseases and national health threats. Over the past few weeks, BARDA reviewed 22 mRNA vaccine development investments and began canceling them. Let me explain why. Most of these shots are for flu or COVID, but as the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. Here's the problem. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective. This dynamic drives a phenomenon called antigenic shift, meaning that the vaccine paradoxically encourages new mutations and can actually prolong pandemics as the virus constantly mutates to escape the protective effects of the vaccine. Millions of people, maybe even you or someone you know, caught the Omicron variant despite being vaccinated. That's because a single mutation can make mRNA vaccines ineffective. The same risk applies to flu. After reviewing the science and consulting top experts at NIH and FDA, HHS has determined that mRNA technology poses more risk than benefits for these respiratory viruses. That's why after extensive review, BARDA has begun the process of terminating these 22 contracts, totaling just under $500 million. To replace the troubled mRNA programs, we're prioritizing the development of safer, broader vaccine strategies. like whole virus vaccines and novel platforms that don't collapse when viruses mutate. Let me be absolutely clear. HHS supports safe, effective vaccines for every American who wants them. That's why we're moving beyond the limitations of mRNA for respiratory viruses and investing in better solutions. Thank you.
And
produced by the U.S. Department of
Health. And again, folks, these aren't vaccines. They changed the definition 5 years ago, and before that, 10 years ago, to anything they inject in your body, they just call it a vaccine. And yeah, it's a real technology that if you can make them clean, you can make a whole virus vaccine, and sometimes it works. It has a lot of side effects and issues as well. But the way he kills them in the debate is he goes, oh yeah, the science, oh yeah, we're going to look at it all now, and then he's just banning everything. Almost every traditional vaccine has mercury in it, thimerosal. It's all banned Monday. So it's like, oh yeah, we're all for the vaccines, as he just dismantles it all. And then he kills the debate by not even having the debate. Very shrewd. Very, very shrewd. And if you're dumb enough and want to go find some poison shot, you'll be able to do it. But they're trying to strip the liability protection from the vaccine makers. It's all happening. I'm going to play a clip. And this, everything this guy says is true. He just does a good job saying it. So people say, why do we know this guy's right? This is all true. My uncle almost got killed from a tetanus shot, had this very event happen. And the tetanus shots is one of the things they've been caught the UN adding hormones to sterilize women, because the hormone is in second trimester, so the body attacks the fetus. That's just one of the ways they attack. Here's a clip on the tetanus shot. This is a very important. Listen to this and check this out for yourself. It's all true. Here it is.
If you step on a rusty nail, you should have had a tetanus shot, right? Well, that's what we've been told. The tetanus shot changed everything for me. It was the last toxin I ever had injected in my body, and it made me so incredibly sick that it forced me to look into what was actually in it. Believe it or not, tetanus vaccines are usually made from rotting organs, something worth knowing if you're a vegan or vegetarian. They use cow heart and boil it in water to create an environment for Clostridium tetani, the bacteria that produces the tetanus toxin, to grow. They then neutralize the toxin with formaldehyde and mix it with aluminum adjuvants. No wonder it made me feel like death. Another thing that people should know is that tetanus doesn't even come from rust at all. It actually comes from a bacteria that lives in horse or cow manure and sometimes soil or dust. So unless you're working on a farm or walking barefoot through manure, your risk of tetanus is extremely low. And if you have a milk allergy, the tetanus vaccine contains casein and can cause fatal anaphylaxis, yet most people are never warned about this. Getting the booster every 10 years is also another vaccine schedule joke, as studies have shown that there's no difference in protection between people who get the booster every 10 years versus those who receive it every 30. But here's the wildest part. Even if you're one of the less than 30 cases in the US each year and you actually get exposed through a deep oxygen-deprived wound, an additional shot, which is the protocol, wouldn't even help you because it takes 2 to 7 weeks to build antibodies after the shot. If you're already infected, it's too late. Instead, just take 1 gram of vitamin C, preferably from a whole food source, for 5 to 7 days. In a clinical study, this approach resulted in 100% survival in children with tetanus and significantly reduced mortality in adults. We don't need more vaccines. We need more truth and a little more vitamin C.
And I worked for a small animal vet and large animal vet when I was in high school, and they both said, it's killing the cats and dogs, giving them rabies shots every couple of years. It lasts forever. Same thing with rabies shots. They're very dangerous. But if you're, you know, but oh, your dog or cat needs it all the time. Once you already have an immunity, you give it to them again. And again, what Kenny was talking about, it doesn't just cause mutations and destroy your immune system, these mRNA shots. It causes mass mutations in the viruses and created the new variants. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with even more news, powerful, important information. Remember, you're the Paul Revere, show the live feeds, Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show. Be sure to follow us at AJN Live on X and tell people what the local radio stations you're listening to and tell them to share it as well. That creates a chain reaction. And remember, I'll never back down. I'll never give in. The way you keep us on the air is supporting us. We need the funds, plus the products are incredible. We've extended the sale until tomorrow at midnight, but that's it. Buy one bottle of any of the incredible ultramethylene blue, Shilajit, you name it, best CMOS, our CMOS, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, all the apparel, everything. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody should become a VIP. You spend $30 a month, it's like Amazon Prime, canceling time. Get $40 each month to spend the store. Special offers, special deals, special sales on everything. TheAlexShowStore.com. Commit to freedom. Commit to your own future. Become a VIP now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start doing better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Number four.
All right. Adam Schiff is now under criminal investigation with the grand jury. Jack Smith is. Comey, Brennan, Clapper, dozens of others are all under criminal investigation for Russiagate. There's also Republican subpoenas of all the same people for Epstein cover-up, and they're all over it, not Trump. That's the facts. I've seen no evidence of Trump yet, but he's acting very suspicious. Those are just the facts. And Tulsi Gabbard continues to release more bombshell documents. She says even more are coming soon. Tulsi Gabbard says there is irrefutable evidence that Barack Obama was the point man for the entirety of Russiagate, which the documents they already released showed. They're trying to act like Hillary was spearheading it. No, she was involved, but it was cooked up by Obama and the CIA. And that's what the documents show. Now, Obama's got to have his immunity stripped. And that can be done retroactively with an impeachment, and that's being looked at. But we'll take the low-lying fruit, and this needs to happen now. And Trump knows that, and we're in a different climate now. I'm not saying the indictments are sure, but this is the first time all these grand juries are actually being impaneled. And when the Justice Department does that, the prosecutors, that means they're seeking indictments. The Justice Department is seeking indictments of these people. That is a game changer. I don't hype things, folks. I tell you what I really believe. And I told you months and months ago, I've talked to high-level Justice Department and others, and I can see the action. They're making a run at these people. Now, what will the globalists pull? Now, Trump's like, oh, yesterday, I don't know. I don't know about these grand juries. I didn't know they were doing that. I didn't know. I'm not involved. Because they're going to say it's political. It's not political. It's justice. It's survival. It's existential threat. It must be done. Here's Tulsi Gabbard, Director of the Office of National Intelligence, on Obama.
Now, Director, you said there was irrefutable evidence that Obama was the mastermind of this intelligence manipulation and the perpetuation of the Russia hoax. What is that irrefutable evidence for our viewers tonight?
Yeah, Laura, you know, as you were playing those clips of these people like Morning Joe seemingly befuddled, saying that by no account is any of this true, I would challenge them to see if they have actually read the documents, every single page of the documents that we've released over the last couple of weeks. If not, go to odni.gov, G-O-V. It's all right there for anyone to see. And those who go in and read this will see how President Obama directed that a National Security Council meeting be called to talk about Russia, that the report that came out of that meeting was filled with tasks that were delivered by James Clapper's assistant to John Brennan and to other elements of the intelligence community. John Brennan was the head of the CIA at the time, all saying per the president's direction, per the president's order. And very specifically, they were tasked to create an intelligence assessment that detailed how Moscow tried to influence the election, not if, but how. And this was the beginning of this manufactured intelligence assessment, where they knowingly wrote things in this assessment that were false, and they knew they were false. They knew that they were basing it on discredited intelligence or documents like the Steele dossier that was politically motivated and that they knew was false. And this was how they came up with the Russia hoax that was then weaponized and used to try to delegitimize the president, President Trump, and to try to ultimately enact this years-long coup throughout his entire 4 years of his first administration.
And they further say that there's, like, this idea of saying that Obama...
Tulsi Gabbard did her job and released the information that Ratcliffe, when he was first in her position, now they have the CIA, did not. It's open and shut. It's cut and dry. The new emails they release, the Clapper, Brennan Comey, they're like, oh, yeah, Hillary's in trouble for the servers. Let's put this disinformation out. Let's see what that, you know, that should divert it all off. I mean, it's a total conspiracy for a coup against the election of Trump and the American people. It's treason. It's seditious conspiracy, and that's the name of the strike force. I don't want indictments for perjury in front of Congress. I want indictments for seditious conspiracy. This is a real one. Not Stuart Rose or Joe Biggs. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Researchers on the globalist, Jay Dyer, joins us in this hour. He's going to hit liberalism, feminism, Islam, and Trump, how it all ties together in the war room in about 43 and a half minutes exactly. The mighty Owen Schroyer takes over, loaded for bear with all his perspectives, analysis, guests, clips, and news. And then, of course, I'm going to shoot some more reports because I haven't done the... There's just so much come in. Since last Friday when Mel Gibson came out and said that this is all premeditated. It is. Everything he says is right. And I really want to nail Newsom. But that's coming soon. One of these projects, though, I just keep getting more information. But I wanted, before Jay gets into all his topics, and some of this overlaps, just in general, Jay, because I follow your work, and you know, when you co-host as well, but also follow some of your work. And obviously, you're the main guy that does original research in the documents, in the globalist own words. A lot of what we've done, but you do it even more intensely with even the modern stuff they're doing, and how they parallel admit everything they're doing, but then in the corporate media deny they're doing it, and the reason they do that. But in general, what is your view? Do you agree with MTG and Candace Owens and all these other people and Ron Paul that Trump is betraying America first and is selling us out? I'm seeing so much good going on with like RFK Jr. and others and the border and the rest of it, and he is trying to get peace in general, that I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but I'm holding Trump's feet to the fire and targeting what I see as bad actors in the White House that are steering him wrong. I see it if we just only cover the bad Trump's doing, and we still do that, but I do it to get him to change course, then we throw the baby out with the bathwater. We take our ball and go home. You're a wise guy. You're a smart man. What do you think the right tack should be?
Well, I agree that it was a huge blunder to tell everybody who's still interested in Epstein to move on. That was a big mistake. I don't really feel like Trump is implicated in the documents themselves. I do agree with that take as well. But I don't think it's going to go away. So I think that, maybe people in the administration, people around Trump, whether they're anti-Trump or whether they're pro-Trump, a lot of these people, I think, maybe don't have a sense because of the age gap, because many of them are boomers, perhaps Gen X, that the attitude and the things that are going on Twitter and what's going on the Internet, that's way ahead of the curve. So they're kind of out to lunch. A lot of people still think it's 2016. They still think that it's Fox News. No. That stuff is going away. What's going on Twitter is what's the focal point. That has been a huge, pivot in terms of people waking up and questioning the actions of the nation state of Israel, the agenda of Zionism in America, the foreign policy that we engage in. All of that has really come to the fore. It's not going to work to act like it's 2015, 2014, 2016. Try to get people to forget, try to clamp down with the censorship. That's not going to work anymore.
Jay, you just totally, absolutely nailed that. That is so perfectly said. And I've spent some time on that, but not enough. So I hope you'll elaborate on that and you'll take over with your agenda that I can't wait to listen to while I eat lunch and work here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think what we're looking at here is the cultural shift, the zeitgeist has changed. And a lot of people who are, like I said, boomers, they're just not really aware of this. People are beginning now to question, for example, evangelical dispensationalism, which dominates the American evangelical theological religious sphere. I think 80-85% of evangelicals have this attitude of unquestioning support for the nation state of Israel. It can't be questioned. It can't be criticized. Everybody who's maybe 40 and under is pretty much done with that. Nobody believes that anymore. The dam has broken. So we're seeing the floodgates open up to, legitimate criticism, legitimate political shifts. That doesn't mean that I advocate for, Hitler or any of this nonsense that I do see online, because that was a controlled dialectic. And we're always going to get these swings in the pendulum, going into the opposite direction. But no, that's already shifted. The gates are already open. That's why they're doing this, the censorship they want to do next, right? We've got UK, Australia, they're beginning to roll out this ID verification under the guise supposedly protecting young people from porn, but that's not really what this is about. The government, the bureaucrats, the elites, the degenerate political class, they've never cared about the youth. They're not doing anything to protect the youth.
Oh, absolutely. The internet ID is the agenda all over the world, the name of protecting the youth, and then it's going to be used on everybody. It is used on everybody when they do it. So I'm going to let you take over, but I want to, for people that might be a little dense, for leftists or whatever, that are tuning in to see what this is all about, what you said is basically everything. And this is on average. I'm not saying boomers, 65 and up, are all a bunch of fools. In many ways, they have wisdom that younger people don't have.
Sure.
But in general, boomers still get their news from Fox News, CNN, the New York Times. Maybe they scroll the feeds a little bit, but they don't know or understand that that's a much bigger audience, or they're not consciously understanding that the younger the audience goes, the more they are completely rejecting whatever is seen as the status quo and going into the extreme, you know, of thinking Hitler was a great guy. And so the pendulum is radically going the other direction. And Trump 79, people around him, they are in their bubbles. I know that Barron and Don Jr. get him a lot of stuff. Roger does, other people. He's getting more of that. Like he said during the campaign, wow, podcasts are giving, you know, corporate media run for their money. No, President Trump, independent media was bigger than corporate media 15 years ago. Now, you know, here's independent media, here's corporate media. Corporate media still has a giant complex that can repeat the same ridiculous lies, has a lot of slick tactics, but because the internet can go show what they said before, it has become a sport, really, where people are into remembering history. So the memory hole is not operating right now. And so you have boomers and people in their bubble, and you've got Netanyahu in his bubble, and all these people in their bubble, and they don't understand that things are accelerating at light speed away from them. I'm concerned, you know, there's higher up globalists that are very smart on the clash of civilizations that's being developed out of this. And instead of swinging the pendulum to here and we have a new renaissance, it's going to go completely into a wild, I wouldn't even call it right wing, but something saying it's right wing as an action against that. And another great danger as well. So we've got to be very informed, very moral. We've got to introduce complex thought processes, second, third, fourth, fifth order consequences or development ideas to people, or society is in deep, deep trouble. So I know you've got a lot to cover. I appreciate you making that point because I think you completely, absolutely nailed it. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, author of a lot of best-selling books, take over.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I've got with me today a good friend of mine, guest Andrew Wilson, and so I'd like to bring him up. Andrew is, of course, the host of the Crucible channel on YouTube and more recently on Rumble, the host of the Extravaganza together with our buddy Jake Rattlesnake. And Andrew has really exploded onto the scene the last few years with, I would say, a tempest storm of insane debates. He's debated everybody from Cenk Uygur to Tomi Lahren to Destiny multiple times, you name it. Andrew's been out there debating. I have as well. We've had a lot of, I think, commonalities in terms of maybe who we've debated and shows we've been on. So I want to thank Andrew for coming on with us. And first thing I'd like to talk to Andrew about is maybe on this topic of boomers. And I don't want to, again, I'm not saying that boomers are bad, inherently evil or anything like that. But I think that there's just a sort of a bubble that they get in that they don't realize that a lot of things have already shifted. We're already seeing in the debate world, for example, things shifting. We didn't used to have debate on TV. The thing I can think of is like maybe in the 80s there was like the, you know, these, you know, William F. Buckley 70 show. In the 1970s there was Buckley, you know, they would have these sort of debates with him and, you know, whoever else that was supposedly on the left. But now we've sort of seen the resurgence of debate. And one thing that I think Andrew is really good at, not just debating, but really being with precision, honing in on topics that people assume without questioning. And that is, in one case, the issue of rights. I know that Andrew's had debates with people like Tim Pool and Dave Smith and others where it gets into this issue of libertarian rights or rights theory. And Andrew, why is it that you think this is so effective in terms of getting people to question what they mean of when they speak of their positions being based on rights?
So, first of all, thanks for having me, Jay. It's been a long time coming that I came on and did this show with you, so I appreciate that very much. Jay's also completely correct. He's been out there stomping the guts out of progressives and atheists and everybody else for years. I've been watching it with great interest. We do run in some of those same circles. So anyway, thank you for that. Moving on to the rights argument. So the reason I like to hone in on this idea that rights are a figment, at least how we perceive them in the term of positive and negative rights in modernity, they're a complete fiction. They're completely made up. They're a product of the mind. What I'm trying to always do is force a person to evaluate this so that they understand that if there are indeed rights, if that is something we can come to, then they're going to have to be divinely grounded or you're not going to ground them at all. It's not going to be possible to ground any type of right, period, unless it comes from the divine, and that's it. And Tim Pool fell prey to this like many, many other prominent libertarians like Dave Smith ended up having to essentially concede. But if that's the case, and it has to be grounded in God, then that must mean that we have to follow his laws too, right, Jay? So if we have rights, which are grounded there, then you're making the concession that God is real, right? He must be, because you believe in these inalienable rights which are given to you. So how come we can throw the rest of it out? Why is that allowed?
Yeah, I noticed too, not just with, you know, libertarians that maybe are more on the conservative side of things, but when you've debated even the more radical progressives and the feminists, they also tend to appeal to this amorphous idea of rights. And yet nobody really seems to ever explain what a right is or how it is or where it is.
Well, I'll explain.
They just think it is.
Yeah, I'll explain what a right is. A right is a figment of your imagination, which was completely and totally made up. And it's used interchangeably with what is actually true, which is force. Yeah, every idea that you have, secular idea that you have of rights, is actually just an appeal to force. You have a right to a gun. You have as much of a right to a gun as you have force to protect your right to own one. You have as much a right to speech as you have force to protect this right to speech and every other right thereof. And it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. Right. Every right is going to be an entailment of force and what I could call force doctrine, an appeal to men to force people to do the thing that whatever the social paradigm requires that they do. And any right that you would appeal to, whether it's a human right, a natural right, whatever it is, if it's not divinely grounded, then you just made that shit up. You just made it up out of thin air. And if you make it up out of thin air, then I can make up all sorts of rights too. Like I have a right to kill you. I have a right to eat your child. I have a right to beat you to death. I can make, as long as I have the force requisite for that, I'm in good shape.
Right. Now keep in mind, we're on radio too, so be careful with, what words. It's okay. Gotcha. But remember too, on this topic of rights, and I really like the way that you elucidate this idea of force doctrine and how it has to be enforced, because I think people don't even think about the fact that when we live in Western free markets and free freedom-based societies, and people think that, well, I'm in the West and my feminism is something that I get as a right because I'm a woman and the government gives me these rights. What would you say to a feminist or somebody on the left who argues that the rights that they have come to them because the government has given it to them?
Then they're making my point for me. What they're saying is that they have a right to do whatever the government is willing to use force to allow them to do. And that's it. It's that simple. Feminists have no force to do anything. All they can do is whine. All they can do is whine and complain, right? They have to appeal to men to utilize force to give them whatever rights they want. How can I demonstrate this? Let's look at most of the world. Most of the world, women have no rights. And who can they appeal to for them? Only to men. Only to men. They can never appeal to themselves. There's never been a single instance, not one single, and I've looked through the entire historic standard, all recorded history that I can find, I've never found a single instance of women overthrowing the chains of oppression by force. They've never done it even one time. They always have to appeal to men. And this is what force doctrine is stating, is that really for feminists and for women, their rights are actually just granted to them by men. That's actually what's going on. Men are granting them their rights and men can take those rights away. So you better hope that men appeal to the divine for the grounding of these rights. Because if they don't, what's to stop us from putting women in cages and having our way with them however we want and doing whatever we want? What's to stop us from doing that? Secularists and humanists have no answer for this.
Yeah, their religion, their worldview, even though it's irreligious, it's a-religious, actually is a kind of religion that the more consistently it's played out actually leads to brutality and leads to tyranny. And this very forced doctrine that you're talking about, people don't even think about how, you know, the supposed rights that you have as a feminist, you're only allowed to have that because society allows you to have that with this forced doctrine to go after somebody if they trample those rights. So laws have to be backed up with this forced doctrine, as you're talking about.
Well, I think that and they have to be backed up the other way, too. So remember, men uniquely are in a position to throw off any chains of conditionals they don't like collectively with force. Men can do that and have done that. We did it in this nation. We've done it. I mean, all throughout the historic standard, if men find themselves in conditionals they don't like, they literally just kill everybody until they get to the conditionals that they like. That's actually what they do. But women can't do that. They not only can't do that, but they have to rely on men to enforce that on their behalf. So it sounds like men should really be getting the big piece of chicken here, right? They should really be getting a little bit of due and respect in society for the fact that we're so benevolent. And by the way, I think if the sex has changed, they wouldn't be nearly as benevolent. If it was the case that women suddenly woke up tomorrow collectively and they were 2 to 3 times stronger than men, I don't think they would be nearly as benevolent towards men as men are towards women.
Yeah, no, these ideas are pretty kind of earth shattering when you begin to really think about it, given the paradigm that we're in. And some of these debates that you've had have been pretty feisty, pretty spicy. People should go and check out, for example, the Tomi Lahren exchange that you had, or the Cenk Uygur exchange that you had. Do you see any commonalities with the talking heads and the sort of empty, vacuous, ungrounded worldviews that they argue for in terms of these exchanges and what we're talking about with?
Yes. They steal from Christians. They steal from Christians across the board. They steal their entire worldview from Christians. They steal all forms of benevolence from Christians. They steal all the good stuff. And then they just want to add all the degeneracy in there. They want to sprinkle in the degeneracy, while justifying it through our worldview. That's what's so crazy. They have no grounding foundation for anything. Tomi Lahren, for instance, told me that women have no duties at all. To men. No duties at all. Only men have duties the opposite direction. And by the way, Jay, we're born to have those duties according to her, right? So according to her and feminists like her, what men are is they're disposable income wallets. We get to pay for everything for women, but don't worry about it, Jay, because we get to watch them enjoy them spending all of our money, right? That's how we're apparently hardwired according to these people. But yes, they steal the Christian ethical worldview. That's what they do. All their concepts of harm, murder, theft, everything, totally stolen from us. All of it stolen from us. And then what they do is they sprinkle in degeneracy as a new form of harm. If you don't let us be degenerate, that's harming us. Therefore, Christianity bad. It's the most convoluted and corrupted worldview that I've ever seen. And it's grounded on nothing. It's literally built on a house of sand. They can justify nothing. And they never have been able to justify anything.
Yeah, I think the most kind of surprising exchange that I saw you have was with Cenk Uygur, because I thought at least he would bring some kind of leftist talking point, some kind of socialist argumentation, and all he did was like cuss you out and go after you personally. Really, I think showing that guy's completely vacuous, completely bankrupt, no real, you know, intellectual backing behind what he's saying at all. And that seems to be kind of a pattern of what you and I both see in a lot of our debates, is that these people are kind of like shells. They're really kind of fraudulent. They don't really have much behind them other than rhetoric.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is what I found from doing, I think at this point, several thousand debates with everyone, high profile, low profile, random people on Discord to Twitter, just like you do, right? What I found is this, is that when you're talking about the liberal paradigm, the progressive paradigm, everybody operates within it. But the second you don't grant it, you say this worldview, I'm not playing within this worldview. I'm playing with a different worldview. They're lost. They're done.
Yeah.
You have to actually, the only way that these people know how to communicate is if you already accept their preconceived notions of progressive and liberal worldviews. And if you don't accept those, they're totally lost. Like if you started a debate, for instance, with a progressive and you said, I'm going to come at this from a totally fascist worldview, right? Or something like this, which even that I would argue is still a liberal worldview in a sense.
Right.
But the thing is like the second you move outside of their paradigm, now suddenly the things you don't think they think are bad or not bad to you, the things they think are good or not good to you, all justification falls out the window. In other words, much like a vampire, you have to agree to invite the worldview in. Right.
Yeah.
Or else it doesn't do anything. It does nothing. Right. It does nothing. It falls flat immediately.
Another one of the characters that you've had quite a few interactions with, I've been blessed actually to not have any interactions with this person, is Destiny. What would you say about this figure? I mean, I don't understand why he's so popular other than that he talks really fast and kind of pushes, I guess, degenerate ideas, but what have you noticed from your debates with this guy?
Well, Destiny was there first. He started at Justin TV before it became Twitch. Because he was one of the first doing what he was doing, he was able to accumulate a large audience. If Destiny came around today, I'm not even sure he would dispute that. But if he came about today and moved into this, kind of ethosphere, he would be probably a low-level streamer. So, but if you're there first, as you know, generally speaking, you're able to kind of consolidate an audience, and he was there first. Now, as to his continued rise in popularity, he's dealing with all sorts of legal troubles at the moment. He's dealing with all sorts of different things, but he is an A-tier debater. Or S-tier debater, if you want to say it that way, on the left side. And the reason is he's really good at memorization of talking points, and he's really good at regurgitation of them in a very quick way. However, when he goes up against people who are more in the logician form, he begins to fall flat. He avoids debates with those people generally like the plague. And he'll do this through the proposition itself by saying, look, I'm not going to agree to a proposition which can be falsified through logic. So what these people like to do is they like to argue only within the paradigm of regurgitation of talking point. My paradigm right, your paradigm left. My talking point, your talking point. My talking point, your talking point. The second that's rejected, the second you're like, these talking points are nebulous and stupid and have no logical sense to them at all, these people fall apart. Destiny's no exception to that.
Yeah, when I look on YouTube and I look up, for example, the biggest views that you've gotten, a lot of these relate to your interchanges with Tim Pool on Timcast and the debates that you've had there. What is your sense of those interactions, and what do you make of the... Is the libertarian ethos kind of fading because they don't seem to really have a whole lot backing them up? I'm not saying that Dave Smith doesn't have good arguments when it comes to foreign policy or good critiques, but what do you think about this sort of libertarian ethos that has dominated alt media for so long, kind of beginning to have some cracks in the armor?
Great question. So I consider, I always give this analogy. Let's pretend that there's a sword of power, right? And the sword of
hold
power
that thought, is Andrew, hold that thought, yeah, because sure. We do have a break. We'll come right back and we'll get to it. Andrew Wilson on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I just want to remind you that if you'd like to watch some of my content, I'll be debating people from Twitter later today. Head on over to my YouTube channel, Jay Dyer. Follow me there. Follow me on X as well as following Andrew over on The Crucible on YouTube, The Extravaganza on Rumble. And you can find Andrew and The Crucible on Twitter or X as well. We're talking about this beginning of the end, I would say, of the normie libertarian sphere of the alternative media. People are beginning to look for more than just my rights, my freedom, my whatever I want to do. They want authenticity. They want to be grounded in something historical. Andrew, are you beginning to see the weakening and the questioning of the libertarian ethos out there in the zeitgeist?
Yeah. So I have an analogy for this. I say, look, there's a sort of power. Let's assume the libertarian and the Christian, they're arguing over who should be able to wield it. Libertarian says, in my paradigm, you're going to be allowed to be Christians. And the Christian says, in my paradigm, you're going to be allowed to be a libertarian. And by the time they're done arguing, the liberal has already taken the sword of power, cut them both down, seized complete control. And that's exactly what they did. The thing that's interesting here is that libertarian philosophy and progressive philosophy, both of them bank on a truism of the world that Christians have forgotten. We've had it beaten out of us. Politics is about power, and that's what it's about. And if Christians are not in power, then they're going to be ruled by people who are in power who aren't Christians. And that's that. Now, you've made a good point of pointing this out many times. So have I. Guys, even on the Catholic side, like Nick Fuentes, he's pointed this out many times. If we're not in charge, somebody else is in charge of us. And let's not pretend that libertarians aren't trying to be in charge. At the whole time, they're leading the charge, saying nobody should be in charge except us. Progressives are saying the same thing, but Christians have been so beaten down, we have forgotten that we need to be in authority in order for us to push our messaging out there and in order for us to have a just society to begin with, instead of letting other people rule over us. And by the way, the point of my debates, all of them, is to point out that secularists have there's no more reason for them to be in power than Christians. They have no greater justification than a Christian. Even if everything Christians believe is completely false, the secularist still has no more justification to be in power than us.
I think you're in a unique position, maybe beyond anyone else out there, because, and this might sound a little weird, but you've done so many debates that are hugely popular on the Whatever podcast with Brian over there, and you debated endless feminists. What have you noticed that are really telling patterns, again, because you've had this unique experience that probably no one else has of debating more feminists than probably anybody else out there? What have you noticed? What's the pattern that's really crucial, or patterns that we need to understand?
Their worldview is based on a complete ahistoric understanding of the oppressor-oppressed view of the world. It's a Marxist view of the world, which is designed through a specific lens, and that lens is oppressor-oppressed. Because of this, everything that they believe is not historical at all. They only look at things through a paradigm of who's been oppressing who. And so for them, men have been the oppressors of women instead of the defenders of them. That there's never been a unison between the two sexes, only an oppression from one sex to the other that women had to fight their way out of with, I guess, annoying language, right? Because they certainly didn't use physical force. When in fact, the truth is that great rights were granted to women by men because we do live and we need each other, right? We need each other in these kind of great ways, and this is biblically grounded. But this idea, this kind of ahistoric idea that men have been traditionally the oppressors of women instead of the people who have fought all the wars, who have created all the infrastructure, who have done all these things, which have even allowed women to have the kind of nicest, most comfortable lives that they've ever had in the existence of all of humanity. And how are men treated for that? They're vilified. They're vilified across the board as though we're nothing more than these sort of, consumable wallets and cannon fodder. And this is what feminism has led women to. The idea that men are nothing more than just another Gucci purse for it to be, that's last year's type of man. We'll get rid of him just like last year's type of Gucci purse. Now we need to get a new one. And society has become completely sick at its core because of this. The intersexual dynamics. This is, by the way, Jay, the most Gen Z is the most sexually confused, most sexually, degenerate. And the confusion, the sexual confusion for intersexual dynamics is like nothing I've ever seen. They can't even agree on bizarre things like consent. They can't even agree on that. They don't understand interpersonal relationships at all. And it's kind of through these cracks that you see the intersexual dynamics beginning to break down. But feminism has been at the forefront of doing that, of muddying the waters, where everything becomes sexual harassment, even though it isn't. Everything becomes sexual assault, even when it isn't. You know what I mean? And it's through this muddying of the waters that you see the intersexual dynamics begin to really break down.
How do you think, the system has become so successful at beating down men and brainwashing so many young women, especially Gen Z? What were the main techniques that you think that they were so successful at to achieve this dominance that they have?
The way they achieve everything, propaganda, baby. Propaganda is king, which is why we need Christians at the top producing our own propaganda. But let me give you an example of very successful propaganda. How about this for an idea? When you talk about the staggering rate differentials between sexual assault between men and women, until you look into it and you realize it's all lies. It's all lies. When you categorize, for instance, sexual assault as only being penetrative, well, women can't penetrate men, right? So anytime there's a sexual assault by them, it's not even categorized as being sexual assault. They'll add things that are bizarre, like catcalling. As a form of sexual assault, it stacks the rate sky high. But because of this, you can imagine when these people rattle off these stats, right? They'll rattle off these stats on every major news network which has ever existed. You know, men are hundreds of times more likely to SA a woman. Women can't feel safe anywhere. Men are these monsters. And it's just not true. Like, none of it's true. Very benign things, which are interpersonal between men and women, which happen in commonplace, can now be categorized as sexual assault, and men can be villainized and made out to be monsters. And it's through forms of propaganda like that that you've now that led to what? Me Too? Me Too leads to like CEOs going, no, I'm just not even going to have any women left in the office. It's too dangerous to even have women around because they can levy these false accusations and we could be put in prison for life. And it's like, or have our reputation completely destroyed, or, have all of our finances completely.
Believe all women,
crippled.
Right? Believe all women.
Believe all women. So all of that, but all of that was just propaganda, but it was all backed by phony stats, phony statistics. It was all backed by, just nothing but phony nonsense. And the more you look into it, the more you realize almost everything which is stated about the intersexual predatory nature of men is wildly overstated. And in fact, men do the opposite. They have always traditionally protected women. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. And it's too bad because this intersexual dynamic has led to a massive birth rate crisis, the likes of which we've never seen, that we're not going to easily recover from. and maybe not recover from it at all. Japan's basically history. South Korea, basically history. Those are what we're going to consider in 100 years failed civilizations. And, you know, the recovery from this, until some of that propaganda starts to change and it starts moving into no trust men. Men aren't there to be predators. Men aren't there to, SA you and do horrible things to you. And it's through a Christian lens that we can find a lot of these truths, which can then lead you towards looking at these stats yourselves and feminism itself. And also buying my wife's book, Occult Feminism, which is a fantastic shilling on my behalf right now. Buy it right now. I need to go buy a new gun, and I take all of her gun money because I am a patriarchist. So,
yeah, that's what we need is legitimate, authentic, patriarchal restoration, I guess we could say, in society. But, you know, I think when they captured the academic world and when they captured the corporate world, that made it really difficult to maintain, masculine control and power, because now in a corporate setting, you have the same situation, like you said, where the HR department is run by a woman and HR can decide, you're sexually harassing somebody with this email. It had an innuendo, and it may just be completely innocuous. But women have figured out, much like socialists and Marxists and others on the left, they figured out that a lot of these techniques and tactics are actually ways to gain power in society.
Yes.
In other words, the currency of oppression can become a tool, not just to cancel people, but to get your own social value and power exalted. Have you noticed that with a lot of these supposed leftists? They actually seem to be fairly psychotic, especially the ones that you've debated, this Naima girl and people like that.
Yeah, they're totally power hungry from the bottom up. Right. And they want to be in charge. And that's that. And they want Christians to see that within their worldview, they're not allowed to be. And the ones who don't are labeled Christian nationalists and Nazis and everything else, and are right. Run completely out of town because they dared say, no, Christians can also be in charge. So, yes, they are extremely power hungry. A good example of showing like how some of this can work in real time. I was watching on a news broadcast the other day. They were talking about how women are just killing it. Because they own more homes than men, right? They're just killing it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I looked into it. Well, it turns out it was like 30% of the homes they got in divorces. Does that sound like they're killing it? Right? No, it doesn't sound like they're killing it at all. It sounds like a bunch of propaganda, which is being reframed to make it appear as though women are being far more successful in the workplace than men are. Because of home ownership, when nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, the idea is that these families are being broken up. And just because you get a house through a divorce settlement doesn't mean that you're killing it in the workplace, right? But this is the type of propaganda which leads to girl boss, girl power, things like this. Democrats love that. They eat it up. They want that female vote in the worst way because, again, it's about power.
Yeah, and of course we see that the tendency amongst women voters is almost, landslide towards Obama,
Democrats,
towards
yep.
Biden, towards these just horrible policies. Maybe shifting a little bit into the political realm, because you do engage in debates about politics. I see you at night kind of going on and doing these late night TikTok debates on politics, MAGA. I've seen you do some MAGA debates. What do you think about where Trump's at? Is it time to depart from Trump, given, what Candace was talking about earlier today with Epstein? Should we still support Trump? What's your take on all that?
You should be very cautious about pulling support for Donald Trump, and let me explain exactly why. This happens every single year that Trump was in office. There was some made-up scandal with a bunch of Republicans or right-wingers running to the forefront saying, now's the time. We've got to ditch Trump. This is an insurmountable scandal that we can never move past, right? And every single time they were wrong, every single time. And they would show, by the way, same playbook. Oh, he's slipping in the polls. America's turning against him. Everybody hates this guy now. Ah, and he was reelected, won the popular vote, won the electoral college, right? Reelected after they painted him as an insurrectionist. There was no way for him to possibly live down being an insurrectionist. We have no proof at all that he was in the Epstein files. None. There's no evidence showing that. There was a massive blunder, I think, his administration made. You alluded to it earlier when they were trying to go for complete transparency. They moved in Dan Bongino, and then they have, Patel, and these guys promised that they were going to release this stuff. They didn't. Do I think America deserves answers? Absolutely. But here's the thing, right? You as the first mate, you as the crew member, You know, if the captain, if you're, the whole thing is, if the ship's going down, you're not supposed to bail on the ship. You know what I mean? You get through it. And right now, we don't know what all ins are going to be. We don't know what's going to happen with these releases. I'm not willing to turn on Trump just yet. And I'm sorry, but that's not the case. I remember they were saying on the Israeli thing, that was it. That's the end of Trump. You know, the fact that he went Israel first, and that was a blip. It was a blip. It lasted for a couple of days. It was over. You know what I mean? And it didn't really hurt him politically ultimately at all. It was not a good time to move away from Trump. So all the, any of the right wingers moving forward saying we have to bail on Trump, not there yet. Sorry.
Yeah, I think we need more.
And who are you going to bail on him for anyway? You know, I hear these people like, we'll go for Kamala. Are you serious? Kamala Harris or a Democrat? You think, like, who are you going to replace this guy with anyway? He's what we got, and that's that.
Yeah. Do you think that the left and the Democrats, are they dying? Is this party dying? Are we going to see new
forms?
Both parties are dying.
Yeah, neither party will survive populism. And we know that because of Trump's reelection. Populism, obviously, is very popular. Right? For a reason. It's entailed in what it is. It's appealing to the most amount of people for, so all the left can offer you is more of the same. The left can offer you more degeneracy, more degeneracy, more degeneracy. That's all that they ever offer. They never offer anything else, right? What are they always running on? More gay rights, right? More lesbians, more transgender people. They're always running on, you know, more marginalized group, more immigrants.
It's more, Islamic importation into the West.
It's always the give us more of the same shit everybody hates, right? So people have already started to move away from that, especially Gen Z, who are now moving towards being perhaps the most conservative generation which has ever lived. Doesn't surprise me any, or at least, you know, has lived in, you know, maybe since World War II. What's really interesting here, is the thing to point out is like the GOP is doing the same thing though. They're offering only more of the same of what Democrats were offering 10 years ago. And it's basically the same thing. More degeneracy, more gays, more trans, more this, more that. The populist position, Trump coming out and saying English is going to be the language of America via executive order. That was a winner. Mm-hmm. We're going to deport immigrants, legal immigrants. That was a winner. We're going to end birthright citizenship. That was a winner. All of these various policies that he had, he's saying there's only two genders, massive winner. One over guys like Piers Morgan, one over many of the middle of the road kind of progressives, right? They really like it. It appeals to far more people than just let's sprinkle some degeneracy on it. It's like every time there's a wound, both parties now just go, just sprinkle some degeneracy on it, right? And that'll cure the wound. Well, I think populism has killed both parties. The political landscape is going to be radically different. You'll probably see more guys like Fuentes moving into office than you will see guys like J.D. Vance in the next 30 years. Or you'll see guys, you know, on the opposite side, the leftist side, way more socialist, maybe like Haas, for instance, guys like that who will be running rather than what you have seen with the normal uniparty.
Yeah, I think we're going to definitely see radicalization, and I don't mean that in the sort of terrorist, Homeland Security speak. I just mean in the sense of people being more polarized into definitive positions, moving away from party politics and into right versus wrong versus right versus left, actual issues, standing on an actual platform rather than, you know, caving to whatever the talking points of the party are. What do you think about—
Which are released to the press in the morning, right? They're just released to him, to the White House press corps. Here's the talking points of the day's guy. Okay. President Trump decided today to, and they're literally reading a script. And that's not even, you know, that's not even hidden information anymore. You know, they just hand him a press release and the media reports on it as though it's news. It's crazy.
Another element here that we might be wanting to pay attention to is the possibility of the radicalization in a real sense via cults, via weird religious movements. And you have done quite a few debates with some of these kind of fringe ideas, Black Hebrew Israelites, or you've done some debates with some Mormons over the years. What do you see with this, with this realm of the fringe and cults? Are cults going to make become a growing threat, we might say, in the country? Because when we get these periods of destabilization or national insecurity, people start to turn to odd things or to Exactly. So yeah. Are cults now a threat?
Yes. But here's the truth, and you know this from all of the study that you've done, they always have been. And many of these political arms are actually cults, longstanding cults and entrenched cult traditions, going from Freemasons all the way over to, Shriners and various, things like this, which are and have their roots in occultism. Feminism mm-hmm. has its roots in occultism, as you can read right. Occult Feminism, find that out yourself. So you know that the enemy, the great enemy, Satan, operates this way. What he does is he uses mostly truth, and then that's what pushes the lie. That's what makes the lie so deceptive, is it's masked in truth. Why do you think so many cults run with Jesus Christ is the truth? Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. That's what they'll always say, because that right. is the truth, right? But that's how you can also make things very perverse if you add enough truth to it, when you sprinkle the lies in. So do I think occultism is going to be on the rise in one of the most spiritually bankrupt times in all of human history? Yeah, I think so. I think you're going to see people, and they're already doing it. They're running towards traditional churches as fast as they can. Orthodoxy is finally getting a foothold in the United States. But Catholicism, right? Roman Catholicism is also exploding. Any place where people can find any sort of traditional spiritual guidance, they're going to run towards. And if you think that cults aren't going to capitalize on that and aren't already, then you are completely mistaken, because they are, and you will see massive increases in that, witchcraft, everything else, and you already are.
Yeah, I think the dangerous thing with like these Black Hebrew Israelites, as I see them growing quite a bit as well, is that they're really appealing to Black people and sort of giving them an alternative narrative. And I think those are ripe to be kind of turned into violent things via feds and via just innate sort of, demonic ideology. So I think we have to be leery of these fringe, malleable religious movements that could be utilized by the establishment or by
the reason this is occurring, by the way, Jay, is because of the idea of masculinity. The churches mm-hmm. have become completely feminized.
Yes.
The Protestant church,
absolutely.
Especially, totally feminized. And so guys right. like Black Hebrew Israelites will come in to Black communities who have had fathers completely ripped out of the home. It's one of the number one reasons the crime rates and everything else are so high, completely fatherless. It's overwhelming. The abortions are out of control, this type of thing. What's so interesting here, though, is that these guys bring in a message of masculinity, right? And they can do things which will tailor to already existing paradigms in those communities. So promiscuity runs right. rampant in the Black community. Let's add polygyny, right? We'll add Christ with a little bit of polygyny thrown in there, right? That's pretty masculine. You could go knock up 50 chicks and God says it's okay, guys, right?
Right.
That's a pretty good package, isn't it? That's a pretty good little birthday present to get thrown in your
lap. Well, Islam
God,
too.
Islam
is also sort of marketed and packaged at times, especially for Black guys in prison. They'll try to convert them, get them into Islam.
Yeah, you can have multiple wives, this and that. But the idea here is masculinity, right? We know how to control our women, right? The thing is, though, is that you can have mechanisms for control socially of men and women through ecclesiastical authority. And we always did, and it worked well. We just moved away from ecclesiastical authority. Once that's reintroduced, the idea of losing community for women becomes terrifying, and they don't want to mess it up any more than men do. Those are the mechanisms and means of social control for men and women that are generally good for men and women. What these guys want to do is go ahead and be like to the cage with you, And it's totally unnecessary, but any form of masculinity in a spiritually bankrupt, place, because masculinity is the thing that needs to be assaulted, attacked first by the enemy, broken down right. by the enemy, and femininity ushered in. Anytime you see people who portray masculinity, you're going to see them have a huge following and a lot of people gravitating towards that, even if the ideas are actually poisonous. And I almost can't really blame society for doing that, or young men for doing that. They're just like, well, look, I'm not going to be punished because I want to punch Nick in the face, right? Or I want to punch, Jack in the mouth. I'm not going to be punished for that, right? Great. I like that. That's way better than whatever this stuff is, right? So I think ultimately, this is a big problem that you're seeing, and it's, as masculinity rises back up, you're going to see occultism go in sync with that very same message. It's a winner.
Right. Lastly, as we close it out here in the last minute of the show, tell us about this, the extravaganza that you got with Jake Rattlesnick over on Rumble. Tell us about this and, what are you guys covering over there?
Well, Rumble and Kick, it's a dopamine show. It's designed to just shoot your brain full of dopamine while you're at work, right? Most of our audience are between the ages of about 26 and, 55. So I assume most of them are at work. We try to put on a really fun show, right? We cover daily cringe events, and then we get to the news of the day. It's about an hour, hour and a half. But it's just all dopamine shots right to your brain. It's a flying circus designed specifically to part you and your money from you to me through great entertainment. That's what the show is, and I would be happy to see all of you over there. Look, I may be trying to part your money from your wallet, but I'm at least going to honestly give you something in exchange for it, which is fantastic entertainment, great analysis, right, and some of the better political takes of the day.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew Wilson of The Crucible and The Extravaganza, and Andrew Wilson on X. This is the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you guys to head on over to my website, jasonalex.com. Get the books in the shop. Head on over to the Alex Jones store. Get those excellent products as well.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.